the hell?
I listen to you every morning. I think you all are great.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
I'm such a huge fan. I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for years.
Hello, old lady.
Elvis Duran. He was the man of the hour.
Yuppers, gotta say we love it here in the Big Apple.
He eats into the phone.
All I want to do is hug him.
He was a very sweaty guy.
I think he's gay.
He's just a sloppy drunk.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the man with the plan, the boy with the toy, the big boss with the big hot toss, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, Mr. Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Here it goes. It's a Wednesday. We're halfway through this dog of a week. Good morning, almost everyone.
Hello.
We're down two today. Danielle's running late, and Nate's in the hospital.
Oh, man.
But Nate is feeling much better, and Danielle's almost here. So we're going to be okay. Welcome to the day. Hi, Gandhi.
Hi.
You showed up.
I did.
There's producer Sam, and there's Scary. There's beautiful Froggy.
Hello.
Hey, we got to celebrate a birthday with someone today. 50 years old. Jay-Z is 50. So in honor of Jay-Z's birthday...
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the patrol. Foes that want to make sure my casket's closed. Rap critics to save money, cash. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with and you zap the toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, critics, you can kiss my whole ass. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play they show.
They edited out the word bitch.
Well, I don't give a so.
Rap. Let's put it back in.
All right. Black,
so advertisers could give them more cash for ads. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags, the richest, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems,
bitches,
but a bitch
bitches,
ain't
bitches,
one.
Bitches, bitches, bitches. Say it.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Hit me. It's 94 and my trunk is raw. In my rear view.
I just can't believe this company takes out the word bitch.
I know.
Bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor.
The part about kissing the whole hole, I get that.
Yeah.
Right. I got a few dollars, I can fight
the case. Don't be skipping.
Over to the side of the road, I heard. Son, do you know I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess some more? Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Lost the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so is the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp for tack? You some type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my. We'll see how smart you are when the K-9's gone.
Okay. I got 99 problems, but a bitch
ain't one. Bitches.
Bitches. Welcome to the day. Maybe it's us. Maybe we're just not sensitive enough. Maybe we shouldn't be playing songs with profanity.
Oh, come on. Technically, bitch is a science word, right? It's a lady dog.
No, it's not. Anyway, welcome to the day. We have no guests, thank God. So Danielle's running late. She's like, oh my God, please tell me we don't have guests today because I'm dressed like a total slob. Me too. We have no guests.
Yeah.
No guests allowed. If anyone shows up, Diamond, don't let him in.
Lock the doors.
Lock the door. As soon as Danielle climbs up into the treehouse, let's bring the ladder up. Let's go around the room and get started. What's up with you today, Froggy?
Elvis, how many times do you have to fall off of a ladder while putting up holiday lights before you stop?
I just don't put up holiday lights.
Oh, leave them up all year.
You fell off a ladder?
I fell off the ladder 3 times yesterday.
Oh, my God.
You're so Chevy Chase.
I did. I'm like, I knew it was dangerous what I was doing, but I'm like, no, I want to do this for my family. I know they want it done. And I was just determined to do it and get it right. I finally did, but 3 falls later, next year I will be finding a new way to put lights on the house.
Hire someone. Or get one of those projectors. You know the projectors that just shoot lights onto your house?
Yep, do that.
Those things are so ugly.
I know.
Come on,
they're safe.
I know, but yeah, you're not going to fall off a ladder.
Exactly.
No.
Gandhi, what's up with you today?
Okay, I know that this is very immature, but it's going to make you happy. If you have the GIF or JIF, however you want to say it, keyboard on your phone, just type in the word fart and enjoy what pops up. It's amazing. The little GIFies that have all the farts on it. They have people propelling off of a toilet. All kinds of stuff. It made me very happy yesterday.
So what led you to that?
I was trying to send a message to somebody about farting, and I typed in fart, and it was amazing.
Who were you sending a message to about farting?
My boyfriend.
What about?
I was trying to tell him what he sounds like in the middle of the night sometimes.
I can't believe Gandhi will sit there and answer every question I ask. You could just say it's none of your business.
Oh, no. I wanted you to know exactly why I was typing fart into the gift keyboard.
Okay, I'm glad you did. All right, I will be doing that today.
That's a good one.
Good morning, Daniel, our first caller of the day. What's going on?
And not much, Elvis. First of all, I just want to let you guys know that I might be the only one or one of the only ones that get to listen to the show from beginning to end. Whee! I'm a truck driver.
Yes.
So, I mean, I enjoy every single minute of you guys.
Wait. You listen to all 4 hours of this stuff? Oh, my God.
Love you.
I start my shift at midnight, and I'm usually back to Des Moines like around noon.
Well, what are you hauling around in the back of your truck, Daniel?
Produce. Yeah. I have listened to all Brooklyn Boys podcasts.
A bit of a question. What are you driving around in your truck? What are you delivering?
Produce.
Oh, produce.
Yes, produce.
Yeah.
Fruits and vegetables. Hey, are you calling from Des Moines? Are you coming out to see us at the Barnes & Noble in West Des Moines this Friday?
Definitely. I mean, I can't wait. Though. I met you last year at the Iowa State Fair, and I'm like, I'm definitely going to go see Elvis again.
Well,
I mean, definitely.
Come say hi.
Definitely. And
we'll be there.
Bring me some fruit. Yeah.
Bring me some bananas. I want some nanners.
Pickles, anything. Yeah, everything you want. Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Yeah. Steal some bananas off the truck.
Yeah.
Just like they did back in the mobster days. All right, well, listen, right. Daniel, you're the first caller of the day, and the fact you listened to all 4 hours of the show is just mind-blowing. But we're going to send you an Elvis Duran Morning Show shirt because we're so happy to have you, okay?
Can you guys ruin it for me?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to ruin it. I'm going to really ruin it.
I can't wait for Friday.
Hey, we'll see you Friday, Daniel. Thank you so much. Yeah, West Des Moines, Barnes & Noble. I don't know if there's any room left, but Daniel will be there.
That's going to be awesome.
Look for the produce truck out front.
Yes.
Let's get into your horoscopes. Producer Sam, who you want to do them with?
I'd love to do them with Gandhi.
This is the default chosen one. I'm the only one here. All right, happy birthday. If you celebrate today, you celebrate with Jay-Z, who's 50, and Tyra Banks, who's 46. Capricorn, while shopping for everyone else's holiday gifts, be sure to get a few things for yourself. You work hard, and you deserve it. Your day is an 8.
Aquarius, you may have tried a few different fitness routines this year, but it's time to get serious. Stick to something fun and challenging. Your day's a 7.
Pisces, remember that sometimes what seems important at the moment won't be in the long run. Take everything as it comes. Your day is a 9.
Aries, negative relationships may have drained you in the past, but your person is right around the corner. You gotta go out and find them. Your day's an 8.
Taurus, you are discovering what it feels like to put yourself out there. Pat yourself on the back for trying new things without fear. Your day is a 7.
Gemini, you've been dreaming big and working around the clock to make that dream come true. The hustle will pay off. Your day's a 9.
Cancer, don't be afraid of being vulnerable and looking for support. You don't have to do everything by yourself. Your day is a 7.
Leo, embrace change. Whether it's a new job, relationship, or a haircut, you'll feel refreshed and inspired. Your day's an 8.
Thank you. I need change.
I'll refresh you.
Yeah, are you going to shave your head?
I don't know. I need drastic change in my life.
Diet blonde again.
I might.
You had a big year, too. You need more change. Okay, Virgo, it's okay not to like everything thrown your way. You have your own interests, and you know exactly how to cater to them. Your day is a 10.
Libra, home is where your heart is, and it can be found in a multitude of places. Look for yours and stay there. Your day's a 9.
Scorpio, don't try to build bridges with people who don't deserve to cross them. Cut toxic people out when you need to. Your day is an 8.
And Sagittarius, you're deserving of love and laughter. Get together with your friends, do something fun, and don't feel guilty about it. Your day is a 10, and those are your Wednesday morning horoscopes.
Why, thank you. Yeah, you know, I may take it blonde. I may go blonde to take care of my change, and then I may take it to pink.
Okay. Oh, please. I've done both of these.
Just like Justin Bieber did pink.
Yes.
Billie Eilish does green. Maybe I'll do a little lime green.
You should.
I mean, it's not easy being green, but I'll try it.
I really want to get into wigs so badly. Everyone else is wearing wigs all the time.
You should have been at the Cher concert last night.
You know, let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
I kept thinking, I need her wig person.
She's
are amazing.
Unbelievable. All right, we got to move on. Otherwise, I'll go on and on.
I want to hear about
the
it.
Three things we need to know. Gandhi, what are they?
Well, a new report from the United Nations says that the decade ending is likely to be the hottest ever recorded, saying the past 10 years have been filled with exceptional global heat. The report also says 2019 could have been the second or third warmest year on record because of greenhouse gases from human activity, which could explain some of the extreme and abnormal weather that we see on a daily basis. Anheuser-Busch may be ready to brew beer in space soon. Yay for those astronauts. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is going to launch today with a capsule that has barley and seeds because they want to see how space affects germination and malting. Also on the way into orbit, 40 mice because they want to see how the muscles are affected when they're up in space.
Hope the mice don't get into the beer.
I hope not. And I hope that they work out and stay very strong, little mice. And finally, it's a great day. It's National Cookie Day. There are deals to be had all over the place. Of course, you can go by Mrs. Fields, any of these great cookie places. Sometimes you might get free ones, sometimes you might get a discount, but either way, it's National Cookie Day, so we're really hoping that you celebrate.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Make sure you show appreciation for people's cookies.
Please do.
It is Wednesday. Who's ready for a Wednesday?
Me!
All right, let's have one.
The Celebrity Buzz Podcast with Garrett and gossip columnist Rob Shooter.
We go to Victoria's Secret to see the models. Leo does it as a reminder of who he hasn't dated yet.
That's terrible.
It's true. The Celebrity Buzz Podcast. New episodes every week on the iHeartRadio app. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
When it comes to finding the perfect gift, it's a basket from Tate's Bake Shop. It's the perfect answer. Of course, it's filled with their signature crispy and buttery chocolate chip cookies and more. Visit tatesbakeshop.com. Use the promo code Elvis. You get 20% off your purchase. Gotta tell you what, no matter where you are in this fine country of ours, I must be of the opinion that Miami is the most decked out and beautiful right now.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Sure, yeah.
Art Basel, every time Art Basel comes up, every single year, the city's just decked out with just art everywhere. It's just stunning. It's beautiful.
It has really cool stuff going on. I don't know if you guys remember. I think it was last year, the girl who allowed you to plug into her body parts to charge a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Fascinating. it's art.
Yes, it is art.
That is art.
For the sake
it's all
of
the
art.
Name of art.
And this year they have a flying car, which is really cool too.
And I tell you what, if you go to Wynwood, there's a place called Wynwood Walls. I've been to a couple parties there, and it's a beautiful installation of street art. They took over like a city block in Wynwood almost, and it's all just most of it's outside with big walls, and they invite artists from around the world to come do their street art on these big walls. It's something you have to check out if you haven't. But anyway, happy 10th anniversary to Peter T, and all of our friends at Wynwood Walls. Congratulations on 10 years.
Peter!
Peter's great. Peter's awesome.
Do you think we can convince Peter to let us have a wall one day to just draw whatever we want?
I doubt it.
Come on, Dart!
We actually went to an after Jingle Ball party there. He threw it, and the Jonas Brothers were there, and Joe Jonas was spinning. Remember that night?
Yes. And the girls from Fifth Harmony were there. That's when it was. Haley Steinfeld. It was huge.
I'm sorry. Was I speaking? I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. What was that?
Wasn't that the day that you stole that little motorcycle thing? The Vespa?
Oh. Peter has a Vespa. And we were riding around and smoking cigars, and it was just crazy.
He stole a vehicle. I love it.
Well, I didn't steal it. It's within the walls.
Okay, cool. You
just
borrowed it.
Drove it around.
We had a lot of fun. It's National Cookie Day, so naturally I think of Tate's. When you see that green bag of Tate's, please grab it, rip it open, and eat it until there are no more crumbs.
I've been having my way with Tate's lately. It's really good to crush them up in ice cream.
Oh, wait, hold on, stop. Look, who just made it to work? Danielle made it to work.
Yeah, Danielle! Good morning, everyone. How are you?
So I get a text this morning, and even though it's just letters on my iPhone, you could see how frantic she was.
Oh, my gosh.
May I read it?
Yes, please.
Danielle, I don't know why you were so upset.
Because I woke up at 5:30, that's why.
Ooh. So at 5:21, I get a text. Once again, I stupidly set my alarm for p.m. instead of a.m. I'm throwing my clothes on and running out the door. And I said, see you soon. No worries. Don't speed. Take your time. Heart. She says, I look like a mess. Do we have guests today? Do we have guests? Tell me no. I said, no. She says, whew. Then I say, I'm wearing dirty workout clothes myself. Then Danielle, LOL. In car, we'll be there in just a few minutes. Yeah. After you start, I'm so sorry. I said, stop. I'm not even out of my apartment yet.
I know, you did say that.
Thank God we have no guests. Emoji of guy laughing and crying.
Because look what I look like. I didn't even attempt to do anything with my hair. I threw on a hat. I have no makeup on. I'm a freaking disaster. And I was laughing because my husband woke me up. If he hadn't woken me up, it would have been all. I would never.
He says, why don't you leave the alarm set? You get up at the same time every day. And I said, I don't know. For some reason, I turn it off every day. And when I looked at it last night, without my glasses
the
on.
The A looked like a P.
It
the P
did.
Like an A.
Okay,
but my point, besides the fact that you were running late, and it's no big deal, yeah. is the difference between your state of mind and my state of mind, because we're texting each other.
Yeah.
You were frantic running around, and I could see you just like a chicken with a head cut off.
100%.
And I'm in my bathroom getting ready. I'm like, don't worry. You're going to be fine.
It's okay.
We're going to cover for you. You're fine. And you're on the other side. I don't know. Oh, my God. Isn't it funny? We're in two different worlds.
You were, yeah.
And that's the thing about texting.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think they're in the same mood you're in, uh-huh. and then fights erupt.
Yeah. Right. I did brush my teeth and put deodorant on, so.
Well, that's better than
that's
I did.
That's a positive.
You're yeah. welcome. Those are important steps in the morning.
I'm like, ugh. So, we have no guest today?
Thank God.
I'm not getting ready.
Nah. You should do what I do and set like 30 alarms just in case.
Seriously.
I am the most annoying person to sleep next to because they just keep going off and off and off.
You know, just keep in mind, there's a lot of people here. We can cover for you.
I know.
I just don't want to see you driving recklessly as you do anyway.
I know. And somebody, I actually almost ran someone over, not with my car, with my body. I ran down the New York City street and I'm like, oh, sorry. Almost just ran. Sorry,
Lord.
Whoever
okay,
you were.
So just take your time to catch your breath.
I'm good.
You're covered. We love you. You're good.
I love you.
Producer Sam.
Hi.
What do you have today?
So I want to know, is anyone here registered to donate bone marrow?
I am not.
No? I don't think I have any left.
You ran out? Okay, well, after this story from Lauren Hudobenko, I am signing up, and I encourage all of you guys to do it with me. So the short version is there was a little baby girl named Eleanor, and she had a severe immunodeficiency. She could not even go outside, and she just was not going to make it without a bone marrow transplant. So no family member was a match, but some random college football player hours away named Mike Mushaw was, and he became part of the family through this process. So he signed up, he said, just for the hell of it, which, by the way, is just a little cheek swab. It's no big deal. And a few months after the transplant, Eleanor started to get better. So her parents say he actually saved her life.
Aww.
At that point, they hadn't even met yet. So Eleanor and her parents traveled 500 miles to see one of his games where they just kind of clicked. And now Eleanor video chats Mike all the time.
Aww.
And he's going to come visit her for her second birthday in a couple months.
Okay.
How cute is that? They became family through saving her life. So Mike, you are incredible. Anyone who donates bone marrow, I freaking love you. And if you have a story that
Wait. So if we don't donate marrow, you don't like
it? It's up in the air,
Sam.
Is all it means.
All right.
And if you have a story, email me, sam@elvisduran.com, subject line, feel good.
His name is Elvis, and I'm so good with that.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Here we go. The season where things get frantic, like Danielle's morning. This is the season you need to be losing yourself in Audible. You plug into your ear holes and just go into your own world, listening to great books, audiobooks, bestsellers, motivation books, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, everything. Audible's really great. And I can't even start on the list of other things that come with Audible, all the features and different ways to search and find a good listen if you're having trouble narrowing it down. They'll help you out. And what's going on now with Audible, for a limited time, you get 3 months of Audible, just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. It's like 53% off the regular price. You can choose three titles every month. Excuse me. One audiobook and two exclusive Audible originals you can't get anywhere else. It's great for listening when you're working out because it motivates you to like keep on going in your routine. Also, there's guided meditation. It's just unbelievable.
Danielle could use that today.
I could definitely.
You can listen on any device, anytime, anywhere with the Audible app. It's great while you're commuting, at the gym, during your holiday travels, or just wanting to get away from the noise. With Audible, you'll love it. Life will change. Go to audible.com/Elvis for 3 months of $6.95 a month. It's great. That's audible.com/Elvis.
Text us at 55100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. It's Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Yeah, the whole world's watching the Rockefeller Christmas tree. They will be lighting it tonight at Rockefeller Center. And of course, you know, if you're watching NBC, you'll see it wherever you're living.
Mm-hmm.
If you're living here in New York, you just stay as far away as possible.
That's it.
I'm going 2 weekends in a row. I know.
Are you crazy? Why do you put yourself through that?
Because I have friends and family who want to come see it. So yeah. I can't be that Grinch who's like, no,
It's too busy.
You know what, Gandhi? I'll go with you next weekend. I'll be in New York next weekend, and Lisa wants to go. I'll go with you.
Okay, yay, Froggy. We'll go.
Lord, help you. Anyway, there's another tree that will be lighted this evening. It's the 2019 U.S. Capitol Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
Right there at our U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. It's a blue spruce, 60 feet tall, 23 inches diameter at breast height. Mm-hmm. We're still trying to figure that out.
I know.
It's a 68-year-old tree, and they found this tree at Carson National Forest in Red River, New Mexico.
Oh.
And the reason why I'm so proud of this year's U.S. Capitol Christmas tree is that Alex and I, along with the Elvis Duran Morning Show, sponsored the tree. We sponsored the tree and its transportation all the way from New Mexico to our nation's capital. And so when you see that tree, just know that you listen to the show every morning. That is the reason that tree
That's really cool.
Right there at the Capitol.
That is very cool.
So by sponsoring it, were you able to pick out the tree? Or did you just say, okay.
No.
Do you have any say in what goes on the tree?
No, not at all. Why, do you want to go steal them?
Yes, of course. There's an ornament I need to take off of it.
I bet we could get them to mail you one.
Yes, please.
So it's just wild. I never thought in a million years I'd be living a life where the nation's Christmas tree is, well, we had something to do with it.
That's so awesome of you.
So that's cool. It is awesome of all of us.
Oh.
It's on behalf of our morning show.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Let's see, what else? I've got a whole list of things. Diamond, are you going to come tell us what today is? It is National Cookie Day. So remember Tate's Bake Shop cookies.
Love them.
I mean, there's a billion different cookies you could choose. But we say Tate's because, yes. Well, they're a sponsor of ours. What else are we doing today? What is today, Diamond?
Today.
You're going to talk into the microphone.
I can't hear anything. Oh, hi. Okay, so today, National Cookie Day, National Sock Day. It's cold, so wear your socks.
Let's talk about socks. They are a vital part of our lives.
I think it's just because everyone knows it's cold. So maybe that's why, you know? National Package.
Hold on. If you're going to be in charge of the day list, you need to know why it is that day. You can't just say it's National Sock Day. I guess it's because it's cold. I don't know.
And it's not cold everywhere, so.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Dr. Oz has said that if you wear socks to bed, you get a better night's sleep.
Really?
Yeah, I think it keeps the warmth in your body.
Plus, Froggy, why do you wear socks to bed?
Because you get better grip when you're trying to, you know, do your thing.
He gets traction.
I
would have thought it was opposite.
You got to wear the socks with the little rubber little things on the bottom of them. And you really get you good traction.
Okay, so it's National Cookie Day, National Sock Day. What else?
National Package Protection Day.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, Cyber Monday was on Monday.
I thought it meant I had to wear a jock strap.
Me too.
Protect your package.
Okay, to that point.
Yes.
If you follow me on Instagram at Elvis Duran, I reposted an Instagram post from our friend Cubby, who saw the Amazon delivery guy come to his front porch, and he had his doorbell camera on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the guy just throws the package.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I reposted it. Package was not protected. But if you recognize this guy, I think he should be called out.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Go watch the video right now on my Instagram at Elvis Duran. Okay, so it's National Package Protection Day.
You know what happened to my package yesterday?
We've got porch pirates up there.
My one package that I had ordered did not come. It said it was delivered, but it was delivered to a totally different town. Oh. So I went to Amazon yesterday. They have a little chat. I told them. They looked it up. They go, "Ooh, we're sorry. We'll send another one out to you right away." So no questions asked. But now where it was delivered to, they have that package and they get to keep it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Amazon.
Not cool.
Okay, yeah. What else is it today?
World Wildlife Conservation Day.
I like that.
So donate to, you know, animal charities.
See, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I got Googled, I swear.
There is actually isn't it the World Wildlife Conservancy? Isn't there an organization?
Oh, but the website just said donate to wildlife charities.
Okay, good.
Yeah. International Cheetah Day. You're supposed to just raise awareness of cheetahs.
Oh, I thought this said Cheeto.
Oh, no. We could get some.
Okay, what else is it today?
Wear Brown Shoes Day.
Now, what the hell is that?
So, apparently, when I Googled, because I did research, there was, I guess, like, not a shortage, but a lot of people were wearing black leather instead of, like, brown leather dress shoes.
Okay.
So, they wanted to raise awareness of it. And you're supposed to wear brown shoes on days like today, but, you know.
Are you?
Who says?
Why?
No. The website.
The website doesn't tell us when to wear brown shoes. What is that?
They want everyone to wear brown shoes.
But why?
Brown leather. Because there was a... People weren't wearing brown leather. Everyone was wearing black leather.
Okay. All right.
Really?
So yeah,
the brown
pals
were thriving.
Okay. There is a World Wildlife Fund. And you can go to worldwildlife.org if you want to read more about wildlife conservation.
I've adopted like 12 animals.
Have you?
Yeah. I have an elephant. I have a koala. I have a penguin. I believe I have a colobus monkey. I have to go check my animal adoption list.
You're nuts. But also, it is National Cookie Day. What's your complaint, Scary?
Well, I mean...
Other than you don't have a stack of cookies in front of you right now?
That would be the obvious one. But two listeners, different listeners, said, I'd like to send up some brownies and blondies to the radio station in honor of National Cookie Day. And I said, brownies and blondies aren't cookies.
They're not.
They're not.
Okay.
But then they were trying to argue that they were.
They're not.
They're cookies.
That's National Brownie Day, and that's a whole other day.
That's what I'm saying. They're trying to sneak in on that.
Now, there's another day that we're celebrating today. It's Choose Women Wednesday. There's a group called Women's Entrepreneurship Day Organization, WEDO.
Uh-huh.
And they are all about women entrepreneurs.
I love that.
Maybe you can think of a business that's run by a woman or women. And today, you know, remember, hey, let's support them. As a matter of fact, you were talking about a woman here in New York just yesterday, right, Gandhi?
Yeah, so she has a clothing store in Nolita. Her name's Alpana Boa, which is also the name of the clothing store, and it's really colorful. She has all kinds of cool stuff. She was featured in Forbes, so if you ever want to check out some very colorful clothing, that's the place to go.
So Choose Women Wednesday, inviting everyone to shop at women-owned businesses, read books by female authors, listen to female musicians, promote and mentor women in an effort to close the gender gap once and for all.
Whee.
And as a matter of fact, I think we should celebrate. So Froggy and Scary and Brody and I are just going to leave and let the women take over the show.
Oh. Yeah, Danielle. No,
see, I think you let the women have off and relax today.
No.
You
got
to.
No. No, not at all. It's about women and business. And no, it's about you running the show.
I was really looking forward to forcing my ideas upon everybody.
For you?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, anytime an individual uses the hashtag ChooseWomen, WEDO will donate $1 to every post, for every post, up to $100,000 to fund impoverished women and helping them start their own ventures.
I love that.
I know. So it's hashtag choose women.
Choose
Everyone
them.
Do it.
Okay.
All right.
That's
Yay,
cool. ladies.
Thank you, Diamond.
Bye, Diamond.
You're fabulous.
Diamond and I started off the morning yelling at each other.
Why? Why are you guys fighting?
Because it's Jay-Z's 50th birthday, and she is all things Jay-Z and Beyonce, and I was trying to explain to her why she's wrong.
Okay. Is that your fight?
We were literally screaming at
this
each other.
This is what you're fighting about.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, are the people fighting? Is there something going on in the universe that's causing people to have a little argument? Because Alex and I had an argument last
is
night.
Is Mercury in retrograde?
Oh, no.
Let's look.
That's more of an electronics thing.
Okay.
And don't sign... documents then.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Was your fight with Alex about Jay-Z?
No.
Okay, then it's not something in the air. What was it about? Tell us.
Well, no. So we went out to the Cher concert last night, and Alex wore this really colorful rainbow-looking jacket.
Cool.
And I wore a really fun Western jacket. Looked really cool. And we didn't take any pictures.
Oh.
And so we were almost home. We were almost a block away from the apartment. And I said, wait, let's get out and just take a picture of us. In our outfits.
Okay. Good plan.
And he's like, no, I don't want to. I said, come on, let's just get a picture.
No.
And so, you know what? It turned into a thing. And I'm like, never mind. I said, you know what? I'm not going to argue with you. I just, it's so simple.
Yes.
Have you ever met someone who just says no because you know they just say it for the sake of saying no?
And my dad, his default, no. I'm like, you didn't even hear what I was going to say. You just said no.
It's like everything has to be a contest.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like all I wanted to do was get a picture of us in our obnoxious jackets.
That's because some people just go through life liking to bitch and cause problems.
There you
Not
go.
Not that that's what Alex does. By the way, I'm just saying.
Alex,
sorry,
if you're
Alex.
Listening, that was Danielle talking about
you. I didn't mean you. I just meant some people in general.
But
seriously.
Here's the thing with pictures. I know a lot of people who bitch about taking pictures whenever you want to take the picture. There's never been a time you go back through your camera roll and look at the pictures and think, oh, I wish I hadn't taken that. No, you're always happy to have taken a picture of the moment and then remember it later. So suck it up, Buttercup, and take the picture.
There you go.
Yeah.
Alex.
Even if you look like crap.
Well, but we look great.
Oh, yeah.
That's my whole point. I want to get a picture of us.
Always take the picture. You won't regret
just imagine
it.
How the night would have ended if he just said, okay, let's get a picture.
Yeah.
That's all, it was the simplest thing.
You would have had a good night.
All right.
You would have been shocked.
There's my fight.
And now I feel ripped off for not having seen these jackets.
Oh, you should see his jacket. It was definitely from another planet.
Should go home and recreate the moment.
He got it at Amazon. I'm surprised it made it.
I love it. I love Amazon. I buy dresses on Amazon all the time. The zippers usually break.
They do.
But that's okay.
And usually the clothing smells kind of funny.
Yeah.
But my jacket last night was excellent.
Was yours from Amazon?
No, D squared. It was beautiful.
Hey.
What's your complaint about Amazon, Brody?
Okay, they messed up her delivery, and all they gave her was a later delivery. They owe her half price on the item or the item for free.
I didn't complain. As long as I get my item, I'm happy.
No, I'm upset for you.
Okay.
She needs free dessert.
Yeah, I'm fighting with Amazon, too. You want to help me out?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I gave my entire family Amazon gift cards last year, and my sisters won't work.
Oh, hell no.
And they're saying that, well, obviously, someone else used it.
How's that your problem?
I don't know. Well, now they're saying it's a big... I don't know. They won't let me use it.
I'll fix that for you after the
show. Okay, thank you. give me some free dessert.
Oh, boy.
Let's get into the Danielle report.
All right.
What do you got, Danielle?
The Rock did a little fundraiser for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He asked fans to not only give, but to send videos of their best smolder, their Jumanji smolder. And if you don't know... Jumanji comes out next week, guys. I'm so excited.
You are excited.
I cannot wait. Oh, my gosh.
Can I ask what a Jumanji smolder is?
You know the Rock smolder when he does like the...
Oh, his like seduce you with his eyes?
It's one of the things that he's known for in the movie Jumanji.
Ah, okay.
You've seen Jumanji.
I haven't.
What?
You told me you would watch it with me.
What?
You should watch Jumanji with Danielle.
Yeah,
Gandhi.
I want to.
All right, so do you have another story?
Yes. So Spotify has released its year-end data. The most streamed artists of 2019, Post Malone, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande. The most streamed artists of the decade are Drake, Ed Sheeran, and Post Malone. Post Malone there. Mm. So yesterday, the first trailer I told you for Black Widow came out. Her backstory is explained. More of the Red Room program. The movie comes out May 1st. And as of right now, it is like the most streamed trailer online. Uh-huh. And I think that you're also going to get to see it during the Star Wars movie. So if you don't go see it online now, you're going to get to see it during the Star Wars movie. The new Ghostbusters movie is coming out. It's going to be called Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Wait, how many have they done?
I don't know. There's a lot.
Afterlife is appropriate.
Yes. So this is expected to be something of a passing of the torch type of a film.
So it's going to be like kids.
Yeah. Well,
like 8-year-olds.
It could be. It's been confirmed that the original surviving cast will be back to reprise their roles. The only one we don't know is Rick Moranis. We don't know if he's going to be back yet, so we're waiting to see if that's going to happen. But The Weeknd's new video is out, Heartless. Check it out. There is profanity, so I'm just warning you ahead of time. May not want to watch that with the kiddies. Tonight, The Masked Singer. We are down to the butterfly, the flamingo, the fox, the leopard, the Rottweiler, the thingamajig, and the tree. So four of them will perform tonight, and one of them will be unmasked.
Are you into it this season?
I love The Masked. Come on. Where am I not into it? The 87th Annual Christmas in Rockefeller Center going down tonight. They're lighting the tree. John Legend, Idina Menzel, Julianne Hough, Neo will be there, Gwen Stefani, a lot of other people. Tonight, also, the big interview with Dan Rather is Bryan Cranston. So a lot of people like him. And did you see the commercials for Man vs. Bear on Discovery Channel?
Yes. What? It's kind of frightening.
Oh, my gosh. It starts tonight. It's a reality competition where humans test their speed, strength, and stamina against bears.
That's not good because bears will kill you.
They will.
I'm going to go ahead and say that didn't happen in this, hopefully, but it looks kind of crazy.
So wait, Gandhi, you haven't seen the trailers for Man vs. Bear?
Oh, no.
It's hilarious. You have this guy like running toward the camera like he's scared to death, and then the camera shot comes back. You see a bear chasing him. You're like, oh my God.
It looks ridiculous. It looks crazy.
A lot of questions about this.
I like you always say ridic. You never say...
It's ridiculous.
You never say alas.
Alas. It's ridiculous. So that sounds, that does not sound nice.
All right.
All right, and that's tonight. That's on Discovery, by the way, if you want to watch that.
All right. Thank you, Danielle.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Hi, this is Katy Perry.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
With Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
If you're like me and you like a little naughty, crazy fun with your friends, go get the Telestrations After Dark board game. We love playing this game. You will too. Buy it today at Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you buy board games. I'm about to go off.
Go off!
No.
Okay. Here it comes.
It's the holiday season. Let's be happy.
That's nice of you. I would like to petition at some point, maybe change.org or something, that there has to be like an IQ requirement to comment on my Instagram page.
I agree.
Not to like, just to comment.
Well, look, I understand that everyone has their own opinion on things, and I get that. But when your opinion pisses me off, I don't like it.
Oh my gosh.
So, our friend Cubby, he does the morning show down at Light FM, who, by the way, just thanked us because we bought them a tree.
Yeah.
Because the ex host of the Light FM morning show stole their Christmas tree.
Right.
Anyway, besides the point.
Anywho.
So anyway, so Cubby has one of those doorbells with a camera on it. Mm-hmm. And he caught a delivery guy delivering a package to his house and just throwing it on the porch and walking away. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I had a problem with it, so I reposted it.
Right.
Saying, here, I hope someone knows this person.
Right. Good I commented on it and I said, wow, I hope that wasn't fragile.
Exactly.
I mean,
so
really?
People start in on me. Well, maybe you should call Amazon before shaming someone who's just doing his job.
Nah. Well, wait a second, but his job I'm isn't sorry, where, to can, throw the package.
Where's the snowflake? Like, where's my snowflake?
Here's my question. If it's your package and right. the person who's delivering it doesn't really know what's in it, they don't know if there's a breakable something.
You know what? It's laziness. All right. you do is put it down. Okay, so anyway. I'm usually right with you, Elvis, but not on this one. Hope no one recognizes this guy. But what if he loses his job right before the holidays?
Well, then he shouldn't be throwing a package.
Don't throw packages.
Yeah.
I see absolutely nothing wrong with that little toss. Even if it was fragile, it would have been wrapped in the box and shouldn't have broken. Thank you, Colleen R.I.V.
No, when you want the guy to come to your door and place the package at your door, not toss it or throw it.
Right.
You can use whatever word you want.
But listen to this post. At least he didn't steal it or take a dump on the front lawn.
Okay. Really lowering the bar here.
I actually like that one. This is great. Really not that big of a deal.
No, but it is, though. No,
but this isn't bad. I've seen worse. Really, Elvis? Oh, you know what? I want each and every one of you people just to go away. I'm serious. The guy is throwing a package. If you saw him do this on your front porch, I'm sure you would not have been happy about it.
Of course not. Everyone is so quick now to be like, don't shame for blah, blah, blah. I disagree. Some people need to be shamed because they did a shameful thing.
Exactly.
And throwing my package is shameful and you should get shamed
for it. Don't throw him a package.
Exactly. Everything is not okay. Everything, there are things in the world that need to be pointed out every now and then. And this is one of them.
And this one person, Butterfly something. You know, first of all, if your name is Butterfly something, I can't be your friend. I must drop you. I've got to drop Butterfly something. This is going to be the day when I lose the most followers.
Or gain a bunch, because maybe people are going to be like, yes, take a stand.
Look, okay, let's change the subject. Because I don't want to turn this into what I've turned it into already. But it's like, no, you got to call out what's wrong.
You do.
But it's one thing to ignore people doing things that are wrong. It's another thing to defend them. No.
I agree.
The guy threw a package on the front porch.
Exactly.
Anyway, so, what's scary?
Just one other thing. All the guy had to do was take two more steps.
Right.
And then place it.
Exactly.
And bend. Bend over.
That's what
bit.
My biggest thing was. It's not like he threw it from across the street either. He tossed it from like 2 feet away from where he's supposed to place
right.
it. I'm like, two more feet, you would have been there.
How much time is he really saving?
Right. It actually could be a detriment to the economy if you think about it, because if everybody did that and everybody's packages broke, then everybody would have to order new packages and take up more time and more of their productivity. This needs to not happen.
There you go.
For the economy.
For the economy. Thank you, Gandhi. All right. Hey, so let's go from irresponsible package throwers.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you know what? We should wish diarrhea upon him.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yes. Then he'll throw the package from further away because he can't make it.
We wish diarrhea upon you.
And to all those who defend him.
Damn. I love it. Poor guy. My mom works for the Postal Service, and she would be outraged if she saw that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You know, my father worked for the Postal Service, too.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
I wonder if they knew each other ever.
No, probably not.
Okay.
It's a big Postal Service. All right, so let's move on to stealing. Do these things count as stealing or not? I pulled these off of BuzzFeed. Okay, so give me some music. For
you know
game.
Our answers. Yeah. No. I'd be stealing. You steal too much.
Danielle's a little thief. You know she's going to say no.
Be quiet.
Sorry. I love you, though.
I love you, too.
Okay, it's now time for is it stealing or not? Let's test you. I want to test you and see what your definition of stealing is versus mine.
Okay.
Number one, a cashier fails to scan an item and you don't mention it. Is that stealing?
No. It is stealing, but it's okay.
No. I call that crap falling your way.
That's right. That's luck be a lady tonight.
By the way, winner, winner, chicken dinner. By the way, they did a survey. And so if a cashier fails to scan an item and you don't mention it, 63% of the people answering said, yes, it's stealing.
That's Shut up. Those people are lying.
76% say it is stealing.
No,
all right?
No.
Okay,
it's okay.
Here we go. You scan an onion instead of an avocado at self-checkout and you say 50 cents. Is that stealing?
Yeah, of course.
That is stealing. Danielle? Yes.
Oh, wait. You did it on purpose.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's stealing. Okay.
Yeah, you did it. The cashier didn't forget your item. You did it.
I didn't know it was on purpose. Yes. I thought it was like an accident. You accidentally...
You say 50 cents.
Yeah, that's stealing.
All right, you tell a friend they left something at your place, but they never pick it up. So a few months later, you start using it. Is that stealing?
No, absolutely not. I've done it.
78% say it's not stealing.
It's not. You told them.
Yeah.
Okay. You tell a joke that your friends assume you came up with. Oh, this is good for Brody. You tell a joke that your friends assume you came up with, but you actually read it online and don't correct them. Is that stealing?
Yes.
Yes.
Theft of intellectual property, and it's the worst stealing.
Okay, here's where I say no. 63% said no.
Okay.
I just told a joke. And you assume I made that up. I didn't say, hey, here's a joke I made up.
But what if someone's like, oh my gosh, Elvis Duran, you're so funny with your creativity?
Well, here's the thing. We have read prep on our show and jokes that the comedians have said before in a show. And they'll call us out on it. And seriously, if they do, we owe them an apology. Mm-hmm. So I do. Yeah. So you accidentally take someone else's coat when you leave the restaurant. And it's nicer than yours, so you keep it.
No, that's absolutely stealing. But can I say I've thought about it many times. When sometimes they go, oh, can you come look for your coat? And you go in the back because they can't find it. I have thought about taking a nicer one.
But you didn't. Yes, Allie Gold.
I was once at a bar. And I grabbed this really nice ski coat because I didn't have a coat, and I took it home with me.
See, that's stealing.
It was the closing. It was closing. The bar was closing, and no one was there.
It's still stealing. It doesn't matter what time you take it.
Unless you were like the only person within a 10-mile radius, and no one else had.
It was really cold out, and I just had a leather jacket on.
It is stealing. All right, help us out, Allie.
Okay.
You return something you bought on sale, and the store refunds you the full price instead of the sale price. Is that stealing?
Yeah.
No.
But it's okay. It is stealing.
It's called opportunistic.
55%. It's close. 55% say it's not stealing, but it's almost 50-50. See, Brody says do it. Brody says if you get something on sale and you return it and they give you full price, then that's yours. It's not good. Okay, an online purchase gets lost in the mail. Then it arrives a week later after you've already received a refund, so you keep it. Is that stealing?
Oh, no, I've done that.
No.
Is it stealing?
No. It is stealing, but again, it's okay.
Gandhi.
All of this is thievery, but it's fine.
Do you think if, as long as you admit it and then say it's okay, it's okay?
No, I just think we all need to be aware. We're stealing, but we don't care.
I got sent to the principal's office for stealing in kindergarten.
What'd you steal?
I stole my teacher's ring.
What? Oh my God.
But it was a spider Halloween ring. It was plastic.
Okay.
But still, that was the start of it.
Here's my thing. If I got in touch with Amazon and said, hey, blah, 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 did not show up, and then 2 weeks later it did, I would get in touch with them. But I know full well they would say, just keep it.
Yeah, they would.
Because that just happened to me. So if the package eventually does show up, I'm not going to send it back. I'll just donate it or something.
What's scary?
Nice. I see a bologna sandwich in aluminum foil on a Monday in the office fridge. It's now Wednesday or Thursday even, and it's still sitting there. I eat it. Is that stealing?
Yes.
Yes, and that's real weird.
And don't eat bologna. Bologna's so full of chemicals. You don't want to eat that.
It's going to go bad, though. That's not stealing.
You know what makes scary sad? A bologna sandwich going bad.
I know. Bologna sandwiches start bad. There's no going bad. Terrible.
It's true. Finally, you take a bunch of extra sugar packets from the coffee shop to use at home. Is that stealing?
No. Nope.
Yes.
No, because the reason it's not is those are there at your disposal. What if I use like 30 packets of sugar in my coffee? And I want to take some more home.
But you don't.
I don't, but some people, like, okay, so if I use 30 and Allie uses none, between us, that's 15 each, I should get to take some home.
I think everybody does it, though. They put it in their purse or their whatever.
What about the buffet? Can you take leftovers from a buffet if they're not watching?
Ooh.
I feel like if you have to end it with they're not watching, you probably shouldn't be doing that.
It says all you can eat. It doesn't say when you eat it.
You're right.
By
right.
the way,
and it's better than wasting.
This entire list was stolen from BuzzFeed. Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
Let's get into the three things you need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
Peloton finding themselves in the middle of some controversy right now from their new holiday ad. Have you seen it, Danielle?
Yes, but you know I'm dying to get my hands on a Peloton.
Right.
I know you are.
As long as you lose weight for your husband.
And that's exactly what the problem is. So everybody's upset because they're saying, first of all, the woman who got the Peloton was in amazing shape to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
Second of all, her husband gave it to her like, here, honey, you might want to work out. And it's just ridiculous. So people are really upset. They're saying it's snobbery and it focuses on all the wrong things. Enjoy that Peloton, Danielle.
See, I saw this commercial and I watched it 5 times and all I thought in my head was, gosh, that bike looks so cool. Right. I didn't think of anything negative.
There
I really,
you go.
I swear I didn't.
People are livid about this. How about this? And I would be super upset. One person in in Arizona won $15 million in a lottery prize. They had 180 days to show up and get it. That deadline was 5 o'clock Monday. They missed it. So whoever won this $15 million, just let it go to waste. I can't even imagine. I would have a heart attack over that. And finally, Apple just released its list of the most downloaded iPhone apps of 2019.
Number one is...
Yes. Any guesses?
I would say Instagram.
That's one of them. So the top five, we have Facebook Messenger, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and YouTube.
Hey, at what age do you have to give up TikTok?
Never.
I'm asking for a friend.
You don't ever have to. Diamond thinks she's aging out of it. I think she's wrong.
No.
Yeah.
I was watching some older people doing really cool things on it yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Watching older people do things on TikTok.
And by older, she means 30.
So we have a free money phone tap. It's worth $1,000. Coming up next.
Elvis Duran.
So stupid.
In the morning show.
The best gifts are meant to be shared.
Yes.
Example, Taco Bell's rolled chicken tacos party pack.
Oh, that's a wee gift.
It is a wee gift.
Yes. You get some,
you know,
I get some.
You can order Taco Bell from Grubhub. Is it too early to get me a rolled chicken taco party pack?
Never.
You get 6 rolled chicken tacos with 3 dipping sauces and 6 crunchy tacos. See, I'll just eat all the crunchy tacos.
Yeah.
Love them. It's delivered by Grubhub, so you can just have it delivered right there. And you take full credit for the gift. Share the gift of tacos. It's Taco Bell's rolled chicken tacos party. I want an advent calendar.
Oh, I get them every year.
But I want like an X-rated advent calendar.
Oh, I'll make you one.
You open up like day number 4 and like a big old thing goes.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm kidding.
Not sure that's appropriate.
No.
No, it's and great.
Is it a Catholic thing I'm messing up again?
Probably, yes.
So but you know, I got to be honest. Every time I say anything about, I don't know.
Because
I'm not,
you know what Advent is counting down to? The birth of Christ.
Oh, that's right. There is that.
It's the beginning of the Catholic
year.
I
know. Oh, there is that.
Okay, then how can you justify an Advent calendar, a countdown to the birth of Christ, and it's all like baby kittens?
Yeah, or socks.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's one that's all booze now, too.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you something I saw funny the other day. It was a nativity scene, and you see Jesus, Mary, wise men, camels, and Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
Was he there? Was Frosty there?
I don't know how hot is it in Jerusalem. does it snow?
Hold on, I'll pull up my tongue.
I will tell you. One of the things I miss about going to church, which I did when I was a kid, and I stopped because, don't ask, but organized religion did me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I do miss what is truly, in my opinion, the most beautiful story ever told.
Yeah.
And it really is. And when you go see Rockefeller, when you go to the Rockefeller, what is it?
The music, the Christmas Spectacular, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, Radio City Music Spectacular with the Rockettes.
Oh, the ending is,
As a matter of fact, the Rockettes are coming up to say hi to us. They actually, and this is a public show, and you would think in this day and age where most religion has been scrubbed out of everything that's for the masses. Mm-hmm. They kept it in there. They keep in the story of the birth of Jesus, and I was watching it, I was loving watching it because they do it in a very beautiful way. But at the same time, I'm thinking, how many people in here are uncomfortable with it?
Mm.
Oh,
you know,
come on.
It's done in such a beautiful way though that I don't know. It's just so. I've never seen something so peaceful and beautiful than that. The thing that they do at the end of that show.
It is beautiful.
It really is.
And then the Rockettes come out and do high kicks. Were the Rockettes there?
Probably.
They're doing high kicks.
Yeah. You know what's so
They're
funny?
Doing high kicks in the manger.
I was putting out my manger. Like, I have a little manger in my living room. And I'm like, okay, every year I never know. I'm like, now, do I put the wise... Because they at the church, the wise men are away from the manger in front of the church until we get closer to Christmas. And then the wise men get closer to the manger.
On their own?
Because Yeah, because they're making the journey to baby Jesus when he's born.
Well, no, do you move them or do they move on their own?
So, they... You have to move them out. It's
like you gotta move them.
It's like a Ouija board. They just kind of move on their own.
Miracle. So they do. They move. And in front of my church, I know. So I always think, do I need to put the wise men away from the manger until baby Jesus actually comes?
Well, here's the thing. You know, and I this is my example of as far as religion goes. When I was in college, I had to take a theology class, like 101.
Yeah.
And so you just learn about, you know, the whole wide spectrum of different religions and faiths and beliefs. It was my favorite class I've ever taken in my life.
That's good.
Because out of all these religions, and a lot of them just don't get along with, you know, philosophically anyway, with each other, you still learn beautiful things in every single religion.
Yes.
And there's great takeaways. And I think it's worthy to look into what everyone else is believing, even if your belief system is not the same. It actually helps redefine what you do believe in, I think.
I totally agree, and I think it really helps you get a better understanding about where another person's coming from.
Yes.
Just in general, helps you open your mind a little bit. You don't have to agree with it, but you can listen to it.
But that's how I think about everything. Like, even if politically you don't agree with somebody.
No, that's different.
Then I think that you should at least be open-minded to hear what they have to say. You don't have to agree with what they have to say, but at least listen.
I agree. You know, yeah. We'll move on. As I move, I get that little feeling in my back. I feel the hair standing up.
Yeah.
When I feel like we're going down a road that people are becoming offended. Mm. And the thing is, if you just open your ears and listen to other people's thoughts and beliefs, like Daniel said, you don't have to believe in them.
No, and you don't, you know.
I don't know, you know. And I've said this before, too, and I really, truly believe it. With all the... negative stories that have come out about the Catholic Church, about priests and young kids and whatever. As awful as those stories are, and it really is a slam and a slap against Catholicism and the Catholic Church and the Pope and the whole system, at the same time, you know, it gives Catholics a reason to reevaluate what it's all about.
Yeah.
There is good that comes out of tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you an opportunity to retune your belief system and decide, you know what? I do want to be a Catholic, despite these things, and it actually could be good for you.
And I do.
I'm not Catholic, by the way.
In my
they're not paying me to say that.
Neither am I.
In my church, because I am Catholic, in the Catholic Church, my church has addressed it. Hey, they've addressed everything that's been going on. The priests have come out and talked about it. They even say prayers, like when you say, you know, you say prayers for people. They pray for people who have been harmed and wronged by the church. They put that in there. Because they know it's not something to just sweep under the floor. I'm hoping a lot of churches deal with it this way and openly know that it is an issue and that it's not something that you can just ignore, you know?
You know what's interesting to me, Danielle, is as we have this discussion, there are people turning off our show and people who are very uncomfortable with this conversation.
Come back.
So here's my question. If you're still here, thank you. In a private moment, question yourself, why is this conversation uncomfortable?
Right.
You know, because I'm uncomfortable having this conversation.
Are you?
Because I know people are uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I've had this conversation my entire life. I've always sort of been the outlier. My family is Hindu. I'm not really religious. You guys know that. But within Hinduism, one of the core beliefs is there are many paths to the top of the mountain.
Right.
So just because I feel this way doesn't mean my way is the only way.
Right.
There are plenty of other ways out there. So I always grew up thinking you could be right. I could be right. We could all be right or we could all be wrong. But I always had people yelling at me, telling me I was wrong. So I feel like it kind of changed my perspective on how I try to look at those things.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Because that's so the way many people feel.
Many paths.
Then there's the elf on the shelf.
Oh.
Let's talk about that evil thing.
That's not evil.
It is. I don't like it. It's looking at me.
I don't need something watching me.
But it's right. And it reports back to Santa if you're being a bad person.
It's like a snitch.
Okay, Danielle.
Snitch in a ditch.
All right.
That's what the elf's going to become.
I want to drink what you're drinking.
How about Snoop on a stoop? Have you seen him?
No.
What is that?
It's Snoop. On a stoop.
Oh, gosh.
With joint.
trying to find him.
Oh, Snoop.
Snoop.
Snoop's on a stoop.
Snoop on a stoop.
Or Mench smoking. On the bench. You've seen Mench on the bench.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. With all that said, we've covered a wide range of topics.
We've pissed a lot of people off.
And we don't want to piss people off. No. I want to give you something different to think about.
No, think.
And it may, sometimes thinking about things is, it's uncomfortable. It's sometimes going to an art gallery and seeing art you don't like. Mm-hmm. You need to look at it because it's uncomfortable. We've got to move on. We've got to move on because now we have to do the free money phone tap.
You got any money?
The free money phone tap.
There you have it. For the remaining five listeners, at least it increases your chances of winning.
Yeah.
We should talk about religion before every phone tap.
Oh.
People turn us off. It gives the remaining listeners a chance to win.
I like that. I have a list of topics we can talk about.
Let's move on. It's the Fujifilm Instax free money phone tap. You're going to win a $1,000 cash gift card and an Instax Mini LePlay instant camera.
Yeah.
With film. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a camera with film.
Could you imagine if there wasn't any film? How fun would that be?
You have to go out and buy film. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. I love taking pictures at parties and leaving the Instax Mini LePlay on tables so people just pick them up and start playing with them with their friends.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the pictures develop. It's so much fun.
And this one can be controlled with a smartphone for remote shooting of your pictures. That's pretty cool.
And you can Bluetooth into printers and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're about to win your $1,000 cash gift card and an Instax Mini LePlay. If you're caller 100 now, 1-800-242-0100. So this is a Wayback Wednesday phone tap?
Yes. All
right, here we go.
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Scary calls it experimental. This phone tap is cutting edge.
It's different. You might not laugh.
Dear Elvis, the email says, my mom is aware that I'm in the process of planning for our future. I'm looking to purchase a resting place at the cemetery for her.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
These have been ongoing discussions. Please call as an official from the cemetery, and why don't you mess with mom a little bit? It's really going to get her nervous. This comes from Jerry. All right, Jerry's going to start to call to his mom, and then Scary calls Jerry's mom as the cemetery employee with an interesting request from the cemetery. Let's listen to Scary's phone tap.
Hello?
Oh, my, you're home.
Oh, Jerry.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, nothing. Where are you?
I'm at work. This guy's going to call you from Holy Soap.
Yeah. Oh, he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Why?
They got a new development they're putting over there for the, you know, the vaults. And I didn't want to tell you about it because it was a good deal.
Oh, why, you want to buy them?
I'm going to get it for you.
Oh.
I didn't want to say nothing, but...
Oh, where? You know, in the wall or what?
In the wall.
Oh, all right.
At least you're higher up. You got a view of the whole cemetery.
Yeah, thank you.
All right?
Yeah.
So I don't know when he's going to call you.
Okay, no, all I'll right? find out all the details, yeah.
He's going to talk to you, and then let me know what he said.
All right.
All right?
Yeah, yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot. All right.
I'll call you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All righty.
We got it.
I'm going to call you. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Mrs. Carfagno, yo, please.
This is she.
How are you? This is Barry DeLive. From Holy Cross Cemetery, how are you doing?
Okay, oh yeah, my son was just talking to me, Barry.
Now, he bought a plot for you.
Okay, in the wall. Like, everybody's in there and you're just...
Everybody's together having one big afterlife party.
Okay, yeah.
So what we'd like to do is set up an appointment for you to come down to the cemetery when you have a chance. And we'd like to put you in one of these drawers. And actually...
Personally in the drawer?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Lay inside of this on your back, and then we were going to close it.
Oh,
to
no.
No?
No, I'm not going to go in there while I'm alive, and you're going to measure? No.
We're not going to seal it permanently, Mrs. Carfagno, but we wanted to make sure that you would fit into it when the time comes.
Well, aren't the caskets all one size?
Well, that's the issue. We had a problem last week with somebody a little larger, and we couldn't close it.
I can't understand. How tight are these balls that you're going to be squashed like a sardine?
You wouldn't climb up the ladder, lay into the casket, and then we could close the drawer?
No.
We want to make sure everything fits right, Mrs. Carfagno.
No, I'm not going to go in no box. I'm not dead yet.
You talk to your son, and we'll get back to you on this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Hello?
Ma.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's a... weirdo.
Why?
He wants me to go measure it in the casket.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He wants you to go in the in what, the casket or the
vault? Yeah.
What do you got, just get in?
They just shove you in there next to you. There's another casket behind you. There's another casket.
Why don't you take a look at it?
No, they want to put me in there.
They want to put you in there.
Yeah. He says, we got to measure because we had a problem last week. The person was a little too heavy. I says, I'm telling you now, I will not go in there. What are you, for real?
Ma.
He says, then we shut the door.
Ma.
What?
You want me to come with you?
Oh, my God.
It's worth it. I'll be right there.
You go in for me.
I don't know what you're scared about.
Oh,
thank you. That's nice.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Barry DeLive again from Holy Turf. How are you?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So I spoke to our grave diggers over here, and they told me that we do have a casket available for you to get into.
I'm not going in no casket. Get out of here.
We want to put you in a casket.
No.
We're going to raise you 14 feet up.
No.
Slide you in the wall.
You go in it.
15 minutes, and then you'll be out.
No, thank you. In 15 minutes, I'll be claustrophobia. No.
What if we were to put some lights inside the casket when we slide you in?
No, 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 no.
I'm just trying to make it more comfortable for you.
You're not going
to
make me comfortable.
Okay, what if we give you a cell phone?
No. No.
We could give you a deck of cards. You could play a game while you're in there to keep yourself busy.
No, 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 no.
Read a magazine?
No, I'm serious. No.
All right, at least give it a shot. If
no, I won't go in there, Jerry. No.
You know what? Then you can always cancel it if you.
No,
like
Jerry. You know what, Jerry? Put your mother-in-law. She's older. She'll go in.
She's got hers already.
Oh, she's got hers. Did they measure her? It just. I'm sorry, but I just can't handle that. I can't.
Okay. Well, would you appreciate your son if he put you on the radio and phone tapped you?
Oh no,
Ms. Carfagno.
What?
My name is Scary Jones from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you've been phone tapped.
You crazy old man, you! Oh, you are crazy! You mental, you are my son!
What do you want to say to everybody?
You got a son, ladies and gentlemen? Check them out carefully. You see what happens when you get to be a senior? They can't wait to get rid of you.
Elvis Duran.
What
was
that?
What the heck was that?
I think I know her. That was a way back Wednesday phone tap, and it was your $1,000 Fujifilm Instax free money phone tap. There you go. I'm going to get all the words in. Hello, Michael.
Everybody. Oh my gosh, no way.
Michael, yes, you know you're the chosen one.
You won!
Michael, you just won a $1,000 cash gift card, spend it anywhere you want, and also an Instax Mini Leplay Instant Camera with Phil!
Yay! Yeah.
Oh my gosh, literally, I haven't called in like 20 times.
Good for you. Hey, what are you doing today other than winning money on the radio, Michael?
Driving to work right now. I've been listening for the last 2 hours. So.
Oh God, oh, wow. It's been a very controversial day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's it has like, been. Yeah. Today's one of those. Tomorrow we'll have a nice light, fluffy show.
No, we won't.
Yes, we will.
I listen every day. I love it.
Thank you. All right. Well, take your $1,000 and run, Michael. And thank you for listening to us. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Hold on 1 second and drive carefully. And there you go. Your $1,000 Fujifilm Instax free money phone tap. We do another one tomorrow morning. Should we take a break?
If you'd like, yes.
Well, thank you, Scatty.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
If you're like me and like a little naughty, crazy fun with your friends, go get the Telestrations After Dark board game. I just love playing this game, and you will too. Buy it today at Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Barnes & Noble, or where you buy board games.
What the hell?
I listen to you every morning. I think you all are great.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
I'm such a huge fan. I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for years.
Hello, ladies.
Elvis Duran. He was the man of the hour.
Yuppers, gotta say we love it here in the Big Apple.
He's into the phone.
All I want to do is hug him.
He was a very sweaty guy.
I think he's gay.
He's just a sloppy drunk.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the man with the plan.
We're going to be covering a lot of stuff here. We're going to talk about overweight superheroes and how they're sexy to some. Danielle went to see the tailor yesterday and had quite an interchange. Interchange?
Exchange?
Exchange, whatever. Sex change? What? Anyway, we'll talk to her about that. We're going to go around the room, and I've got a list of things to talk about. Let's go around the room first. We'll start with Gandhi. What's on your mind today?
Well, I told you guys I think I sized up in my Spanx. And everyone's trying to say, no, it's not true. No, it's not true. Oh, it's true. And you know how I know is because I have a gauge of whether I'm doing okay or not, if I can fit underneath my bed. And yesterday I went underneath my bed to try to get some ornaments out and I got stuck. So.
Wait, that's your test?
Yeah.
The under the bed test?
Yes. If I can get under my bed, I'm good. I cannot get under my bed right now. Thank God I have these long arms. But I was like, ugh. I'm rearranging my insides right now. This is terrible. Yep, that's my gauge. Can't get under my bed anymore.
Gandhi, you're one of the most odd people I've ever met in my life.
We all have our gauges of things. That's my gauge.
Yeah, my gauge. I have a gauge.
Yeah, what's yours?
Can't see my wiener.
That'll do it.
Producer Sam, what's on your mind today?
So I feel like I need to acknowledge other people like me right now who have stupid seasonal anxiety, stuff that doesn't make sense, because right now one's hitting me. When I walk into a room and I've ordered a bunch of packages and I just see the packages, I am immediately shot with stupid anxiety. Oh my God, what's this gift for? Who did I buy it for? Can I open this? Is this one safe? Okay, I should wrap it right now. I know I have 3 weeks, but I should wrap it right now. Oh my God, is this enough for the other one? I bought too much money for this one.
You need to calm down.
So bad, Elvis, and I walked in this morning to 5 packages and I needed to meditate for 7 minutes before the show.
God. CBD oil, sweetie.
Oh, yeah. Something stronger.
Yeah. I got something stronger.
Oh, God.
Gandhi. Hang out with Gandhi.
You'll get the munchies and you won't be able to fit under your bed anymore.
What's up, Scary?
I have a subconscious aversion to wearing sweaters in the winter, and today is the reason why I feel like I know I'm pinpointing it why I do, and that's because they're so damn itchy. I don't wear a t-shirt, an undershirt, so I just put on the sweater just over my
That's why we see your nips.
Yeah, I
see
them.
Thing is, it's so damn itchy.
Right.
Do you guys wear sweaters with t-shirts?
Yes.
Is there a rule?
I wear a bra under mine.
This is a very probing question.
You might want to try that.
But seriously.
Here's my thing about sweaters. I don't like sweaters because they're too form-fitting, in my opinion. And if I wear a t-shirt under them, it's even more form-fitting. Okay. And you can see my bumps and bulges.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
No, I got you. But
baggy
sweaters. Yeah, baggy sweaters.
Buy better sweaters.
You know what? There's the answer. Buy better sweaters.
Why are they itchy?
This is a very good quality sweater.
It doesn't look like it.
Drop the name, Scary. Drop the name.
You mean, let me feel it. This isn't even a sweater.
Yes, it is.
That's like an undershirt.
It's not really a sweater. That does not a sweater make.
That's not a sweater.
Danielle, what's on your mind today?
So there are certain people you want to be around all the time, and Froggy and Lisa are two of those people in my life. So I'm so excited because I know they're coming in next weekend, right? And I just realized that they're coming in for longer than I thought, and now I'm like, we got to do this, and I got plans for this, and let's do this, and when are you moving here? And blah, blah, blah. They're also the people where I tell Sheldon, my husband, like, hey, we need to cancel our plans and set aside time. He's like, you got it. Because he loves them so much. So I just want to thank you guys for being so fantastic.
We love you too, Danielle, very much. You know that.
I love it.
I can't wait to see you guys too. I love hanging out with Froggy. Lisa drives me nuts.
Oh!
I'm kidding.
No, last time you yelled at me in the Starbucks and not Lisa.
Yeah, I know. No, Lisa's a saint. You drive me nuts. Everyone drives me nuts. Oh. Drive me nuts! Anyway, okay, where are we going with this? Oh, okay. So... the trailer for Black Widow came out, and I was watching the trailer, and I'm not familiar with Black Widow, and I've heard of Black Widow in the store and everything. Mm-hmm. The trailer looked very intriguing. It looks like it's a film I want to see.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's an actor, David Harbour. You know him from Stranger Things.
Yes.
He plays the police officer and the father of a bleeding nose girl. Anyway. David Harbour, by the way, works out at my gym, and I saw him there not that long ago, and he seemed to be in pretty good shape. But in the trailer for Black Widow, he is a chunky superhero.
Uh-huh.
He obviously put on some pounds because he's playing the part of a guy who was a superhero, who practiced the art of heroism 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And not to give any plot away, because I don't really know it, but he has to try to put on his old superhero uniform to go help out.
Yeah.
With his daughter, I guess.
Good thing it's stretchy.
Well, it's not stretchy enough because he can barely fit into it. He's a chunky superhero. Mm-hmm. And I've seen Fat Thor before.
Yeah.
But
I'll take him, Thor, either way. Don't matter.
Really? Okay. Oh,
so, it's Thor.
So producer Sam walks in and she says, what are you looking at? I said, I'm watching the Black Widow trailer. She went, oh. That chunky David Harbour's hot.
There's something about it, man.
You know, because in Stranger Things, he definitely has his dad bod going there, but he's got like daddy bod.
It got better somehow. I've never been attracted to Chris Hemsworth before either. And then when he was Fat Thor, I'm like, oh, I'm into this.
I think your boyfriend needs to know this because he works out like a fiend.
Right.
And he has abs of steel.
Listen, we'll get there one day.
But you know what? There's something different. Her boyfriend is hot, no doubt, and has a perfect body. But it's something about the overweight superhero that turns you on.
Yeah.
Now, can we analyze that?
Let's try, won't we?
Hop on my couch.
I feel like maybe it seems more realistic to me. I'm like, oh, now I can get it. Like, now I can get that Thor.
A realistic superhero.
Absolutely. That's what I'm sticking with. I feel like Thor was more attainable in that way.
So after we had this conversation, I went on to, was this Twitter? Yeah. I went on to Twitter to see what people are saying about David Harbour and his character in Black Widow, the overweight superhero.
The hot one, yeah.
Okay, here they are. Tweet. I didn't think I needed to see David Harbour in red spandex, but I'm not mad about it. Black Widow looks fine, but I'd still let David Harbour... Oh, my gosh. Black Widow looks fine, but I'd still let David Harbour wreck my ass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so specific.
That's all I have to say about it.
Hello there.
Very aggressive.
Okay.
If someone out there can show this tweet to David Harbour, I'm ready for you. I'm single. You're single. Let's mingle. God, that is one sexy ass man.
Okay.
David Harbour is sexy as hell in that trailer. The things I would let him do to me. David Harbour looks so sexy with all those tattoos and that accent. When will David Harbour realize that he is not Santa Claus, but in fact an extremely sexy man, and bitches be thirsting over that?
Wow.
Dad bod.
All right.
That accent, those tattoos. The beat up look. That's so effing sexy. David Harbour, I love you. Real question, has David Harbour been sexy before today and I just didn't know it, or woo? Hashtag Black Widow trailer.
He doesn't do it for me, but that's...
Nor me.
You know, yeah.
Oh, come on, ladies.
Not at all.
So you're saying, finally, with a heavier superhero, it's an attainable superhero.
Yes, now I can get that superhero.
Okay.
No other... I'm very realistic with my superhero crushes. None of them would want me, but maybe Fat Thor. Thor was still awesome.
I'm just going to text, Chunky Harbour is hot.
Yes.
I'm going to say no. There's only room in a relationship for one gut, and it's mine. So, sorry, fella. You got to stay in shape, B. Stay in shape.
Okay, what's scary?
Question then. Why all these years, whenever I tried to do a superhero costume for Halloween, I wouldn't get the same response as those...
Because you're not a superhero.
Yeah, no.
You're putting on a superhero costume.
You push women and children out of the way.
But, Scary, did you really just ask that question?
Oh, my God.
It's a shame.
Scary, what is your superpower?
I'm dressing as a superhero.
He can eat 10 cookies in a second.
It's so true, though. If I'm dressing as a superhero, then technically, by that logic, I should get the same response.
Are you Chris Hemsworth?
No.
As Thor?
No.
No.
It's Thor.
No.
It's... You're Scary. That's Thor.
It's Big Thor. It's
you could be like
Thor.
Tapeworm
Doesn't
Man.
Matter.
Scary's in a new film called Fat Man and Gobbling.
She said Tapeworm Man.
How many tapeworms can one have?
Well, so,
all the tapeworms.
Look,
and he shoots them out like webs.
Every once in a while, you'll see photos in People Magazine or online, people.com, and you'll see photos of actors who we are accustomed to seeing in perfect shape on the beach, shirtless with dad bod, and they point it out. They're like, Marky Mark has a dad bod.
Give me a break.
And I'm thinking, even at remember there was a moment when Nick Jonas had dad bod. Remember those pictures?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't
Let
me even
tell you,
close.
Nick Jonas with a dad bod, he still was like this beautiful human being.
Of course.
Also, let's talk about the definition of dad bod.
Because
like my dad has a dad bod. He's like 10 months pregnant. That's a dad bod.
Yeah.
Not these guys who just aren't flexing, which is what they're saying. Like Jason Momoa's dad bod, that's people's goal weight.
Right, exactly.
What are you talking about?
Me, please. I've got great grandma bod. I look like someone's great grandma. I got a bunt.
A bunt.
I've got a bunt.
I love it.
Oh, crap. Anyway, so David Harbour, Black Widow, we can't wait to watch Black Widow because of you.
I still can't get over Scary's comparing himself to Thor.
it's an analogy.
That was pretty funny.
I love you, Scary.
All right, what else do we have on the list? Okay, Danielle went to the tailor yesterday.
I can't even begin.
So, why did you go to the tailor?
So what are you having done? Gandhi and I were texting about this. So we're trying to figure out what we're wearing to Jingle Ball. So, you know, I have a couple of options. I brought them all to the tailor, and I'm going to see which one works. This tailor has been with me since I was pregnant with Spencer. Like, she's been with me for 16 years. So she is close to me. She has an accent, and she doesn't mean harm when she says certain things, but I kind of ask for it. So I walk in, and I'm trying my dress on, and I go, hey, I go, you see how heavy I got? You see how much weight I gained? And she proceeds to say to me, yes, you're so fat. She says,
oh my God.
She said, what happened? You were so skinny. Now you gained so much weight. And I just kind of stopped for a minute and then just cracked up laughing.
What are you going to do?
And I was just like, what exactly? And right away, I text Gandhi. I'm like, how funny is this? She was cracking up. I was cracking up. Because all we keep talking about is the Spanx we're going to wear.
You know, you know what's kind of interesting?
It is.
Because
it is.
There are some people who would have broken down into tears and would have run out of that store. Never return ever again.
I did ask how the dresses look, because she's very honest. And she'll say, and she goes, no, the dresses look good. She says, but you definitely have put on weight. And I don't think she meant the word fat in such a derogatory way. I think she just means you gained weight. And it's obvious. I know I gained weight. Whatever. Look, I've been going through a lot. I've been eating a lot more. But I just...
You're not used to people saying that to
you. It was... And I went home and I said to my husband, too. I was like, you're going to crack up laughing at this one. And he's just looking at me. He's like, oh, my gosh. But whatever. I'll get back on track with the Weight Watchers in January.
I think you look amazing.
I think you look great.
Thanks, yeah. Whatever. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is.
And you know what? It's so great when you come to a point in your life where you just don't obsess over it anymore. And you don't hang out with people who make you obsess over it.
Yeah.
So...
not going to worry about it.
And you should.
I was telling Gandhi, I said, I did donate like 25 to 30 jackets because somehow my back got bigger. I didn't even know that's a thing.
Muscle.
When you get
it's weight. Muscle.
Yeah, it's muscle.
Oh, yeah, it's
lifting
muscle.
All that food.
Yeah.
It's all that working out, Danielle.
It's all that.
What are those muscles back there? The back muscles.
Yeah.
I went to my eyebrow lady once and she just looked at me and said, Maitha, you've gotten a little fat. I was like, hey, I'm out of here. Those are your eyebrows. She wasn't even tailoring anything.
I was like, there was no need.
Maybe
there was
she meant fat, P-H-A-T.
She did not.
We got Kelly calling in from Newark, New Jersey. Hey, Kelly, across the river, what's going on with you?
Hello, how are you? Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited right now.
We're having the strangest conversation. So what can we do for you, Kelly? Are you calling about Danielle being insulted by her tailor, or you like chunky superheroes?
I love chunky superheroes.
Right.
When I first met my fiance, he was like really, really in shape and like it was fine. And now he's gained like 25 pounds. And I just feel like there's so much less pressure for me to be skinny. And I'm so excited.
All right. You know what? There's logic in there. Yeah. Why not?
Yep.
Because, you know,
when I first met him, I was like, oh, no, am I going to have to start working out?
Yeah.
I will tell you, so Alex, the year leading up to our wedding, worked out like a fiend.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, his body was already great, but, I mean, he was beyond, right? I mean, huge stacked muscles and this and that.
Is he still doing that?
Yeah, he's still working out. Mm. But I remember the night we got married, he said, well, I'm done. I can get all fat.
And didn't you just feel so much less pressure?
But let me tell you something. He can be any size. I realize I just totally love him for you know, what's inside.
Mm-hmm.
That heart inside that's wrapped in a layer of fat.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. No, and he looks
great. It's a nicer heart when it's wrapped in fat.
There you go. It's like a heart confit. Anyway, Kelly, thank you. Thanks for that insight.
I love you guys. I've been listening to you since I was like in second grade. So I am.
And now you're like, what, 89 years old?
Just we're like
old.
Us.
We're old. We're old. All right, Kelly, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Tara. Hi, Tara. What's going on?
Hi. How are you?
I think we're okay. This is this very strange conversation
we're
having.
We're hanging in.
Yeah, what do you want to add to the conversation?
Don't you guys remember Fat Pratt?
Oh.
When Chris Pratt was fat?
But he was still adorable.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He was so hot as a chunker.
Oh, yeah. Chunker.
I forgot about Fat Pratt.
Fat
I
Pratt.
Agree.
No, you can't forget about Fat Pratt.
You know, I got to say something. I think that the people who are most concerned about overweight issues are the people who are concerned about themselves.
Yeah.
Because we look at you differently.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't look at Fat Pratt as like some guy that,
no.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even notice he was Fat Pratt until he said he was Fat Pratt and he had to lose weight. I didn't even notice.
Well, and look, if he wants to lose weight and for whatever reasons he wants to do it, that's his thing. That has nothing to do with us. I think he's adorable no matter what.
Right.
Right, but right. He was definitely hotter.
Oh, well, okay, that's your opinion, and that's good. That's a good, okay. All right, well, look, Fat Pratt. Long live Fat Pratt, Tara.
Long live.
That's right.
Well, who's, wait, is that Jack Spratt?
Wait, Jack ain't no fat.
This is a nursery rhyme.
His wife could eat no lean.
All right, Tara, thank you.
So let me ask you all a question. What? Is fourth quarter scary hotter than second quarter scary?
You see, we don't look. I don't look at scary as being hot or not. He's scary.
Hot or not.
That's nice.
I feel better about myself in the second quarter than I do right now.
You know, as we have this conversation, there are people out there who definitely have issues with their weight and where they are on the scales. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're uncomfortable. I don't want anyone to be uncomfortable about the way they look or...
No.
Please don't.
And look.
No. Love yourself.
Right.
You're fine.
And people will say, oh, when they look at us, say, you're not heavy. Like you. And I'm not saying we're heavy. I'm just saying that from where you know that you were, and everybody knows their comfort zone in their weight, and you know when your pants are tighter or you're going through something and you look different when you know. Everybody has that place that they're comfortable with.
I know, but Danielle, when you look at your scales...
Yeah.
And
I don't even do that.
If you look at your scales and believe that the higher they go, the less value you have for some reason...
Yeah.
There's no connection. There is no connection to your value to your loved ones in this planet and your weight.
Of course not.
Not at all. Let's go talk to Orlando. Hi, Orlando.
Hello, Elvis.
Hola. What's going on?
I texted in, chunky boys need love too.
Oh,
and
absolutely. We do.
And I appreciate the conversation because not to discount women at all, but you see a lot of body positivity from women, but men kind of usually don't get the same attention.
Totally.
Well, I agree. So what, so how do you feel about yourself?
I'm not lazy. I have a pretty laborious job, but I'm still pretty chunky. I'm 5'8 and 250.
And are you cool with you?
Yeah, I'm cool with me. My girlfriend loves me. So
there you go.
Good. I want you.
It's our season two anyway. Chunky Boy is here to keep everybody warm.
There you go.
That's right. That's when you're snuggly too.
Little chunky, little friction. You got a crazy recipe for loving. You're good. You're good, Orlando. And thank you. Thank you for being such a positive light on out there and listening to our show. Hey, have a great day. Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. There you go. Plus, people go through different things. Like, my dad just passed away. People are sending food left and right, which
and
is
you're
fantastic.
Eating it.
And I'm eating it. But, maybe you're going through sick and you're on a medication and it's not helping. Maybe, this is not happening. But look, everyone's going through whatever they're going through and everyone's dealing with whatever they're dealing with. Don't hate on anybody.
You're right.
Be happy with yourself.
I've gained about 10 pounds because I'm going through something. May I admit to you what I'm going through?
Yeah, please.
I love pasta.
Oh, you poor thing.
It's National Cookie Day. I'm going through that. I'm working through National Cookie Day.
That works for me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
I woke up the other day with a bag of cookies next to my bed. I had no recollection of how it happened, but obviously it happened.
You went to a cookie fog.
Clearly. I was like, oh my God.
Good for you.
Turned a corner here.
Thank God they weren't under the bed.
Wouldn't have been able to reach them.
All right. Got to take a break.
Open the iHeartRadio app and hear everything you missed with Elvis Duran on demand.
I don't even want to listen to the music. I just want to listen to you guys.
Yeah, I know.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I'm used to being the one with the interesting opinions, and I love it. I love the different voices on Audible, too. I can listen to anything from stories about animals to different cultures, sexuality, spirituality, whatever they have it. Try it. Your first audiobook is free at audible.com/Elvis.
So, want to start your own TV show?
Yeah, sure, I would.
We have, by the way, been a part of many, many TV show idea launches. As you know, we have teamed up with this company called Atlas Media. We're looking for talent for all different types of reality show ideas, okay? We have a new one. This is a good one. Is your family in the restaurant business?
Oh.
This could be a great, great show. We want to do a show about you and your big, loud family. It's your opportunity. If you're a big family, you own a restaurant, or you know one that does, you can become a part of TV history and be a part of our collection of shows that we're producing.
Oh, my God. Your friends at Forlini's would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
No one would ever believe it. You can't make that stuff up.
You can't.
If you've ever been to Forlini's, the stories, it's like a machine gun of funny things.
Yes.
From the moment you walk in the door to the moment you leave. It's like, bow, 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 funny thing. You know what I'm saying?
They should apply.
I don't know. No one would ever believe it.
I know.
We're working with this leading television production company helping make unforgettable TV about unforgettable people. And so we're thinking about doing a show about a big entertaining family that owns and operates a restaurant. We all know one or two.
Yes, we do.
Mine's Forlini's. Mm-hmm. If you are or you know of a big entertaining restaurant owning family, go to ElvisTVCasting.com. We look at every single submission. You fill out the questionnaire. Your family will be instantly put in into consideration. That's ElvisTVCasting.com. How exciting.
I'm sending this to one of my friends right now.
And I will tell you, and I'm not going to give the names of the networks, but more and more, the more and more we do these casting calls for the shows we want to work on, the more of the networks you've all heard of have been getting in touch with us.
Ooh, hello.
This one is for a restaurant family. I wonder which network that could be. Don't say it out loud.
Okay.
So again, it's ElvisTVCasting.com. ElvisTVCasting.com. How cool is that?
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you sometimes think your life could be a reality show. I think what we do on this show, like when we take a break and go to commercials and music, there's a whole other show going on here.
Oh, 100%.
We actually started doing a reality show, and it was so unbelievable, it wouldn't work.
Really?
It was not real.
No,
wasn't
because
real.
They were trying to make us do things that we don't do. And they tried to script it. That one was, I was like, what the hell?
That was a whole other one.
Yeah. I think that most of the stuff that would be highly entertaining, like the conversations or screaming at each other, whatever happens, I wouldn't do it if there was a camera here.
No.
I'd be so boring. And then as soon as they left, I'd lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes reality just isn't fun. It's too real.
No, I just won't
and
do
ours
it.
Was so boring that they were like, no, guys, you've got to like juice this up.
But we wanted to do a TV show about just what we do between talk breaks.
Yep.
But they didn't think that was interesting enough. I think it's hilarious.
They asked me to talk about somebody on the show. They were like, just go in the bathroom and start talking to each other about, and then they'll walk in. I go, no.
The hell out of here.
I'm not doing that.
On the other hand, we've had guests come in just visiting for the first time, and they'll just sit in here like a fly on the wall and watch how we do our thing. Uh-huh. They're mesmerized by the crazy conversations we have.
My boyfriend was mesmerized. He's like, oh, that's how this works, huh?
Mm. Yeah.
This
What's
is
up?
Nuts.
What's up, Froggy?
I've got audio outtakes that would be fabulous on a reality show.
Froggy, no, he don't even.
Those would be
my
wonderful.
Gosh. I'll kill you.
It'd be the last time you push the play button. When you're ready, I would get your kid through college first.
I'm not there yet.
Froggy's gonna take us all down.
I'm happy to still work here.
You don't take me seriously. I'm saying if you were smart, you would delete all those things.
Oh,
I was gonna give you an example of one, but you know what? Now that you said that, no, I like working here. I'm gonna just do it myself.
I don't think you should even bring it up. I'm being serious.
Uh-oh.
I'm being serious. If it's not signed off on, you have no right to be playing outtakes to anyone.
I have like 5 seasons worth. But that's
my God.
Okay. We're going to move on.
Froggy.
I definitely watched that, though. I'm just saying.
Someone's phone is talking. I hear.
Oh, my phone.
What?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Okay, hold on.
See?
It's my phone. Someone's phone is talking. I hear on my phone.
Well, I just repeated what I said.
Hey, Siri, no right. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Our phones are going to be what bring us down, let's be honest. They're watching, they're listening, they're recording.
That scares me.
The TV.
Let's get into sound with Garrett.
Yes.
Hi, Garrett. Let's play sound that's allowed to be played on our show.
All approved sound. This is all approved sound that we're about to play.
This is approved
Pre-approved.
Sound.
Yes. All right, here we go. Brad Paisley had his TV special on last night. Brad Paisley thinks he's special. Jonas Brothers stopped by, did some skits, and performed their song Love Bug.
I like it when artists cross-pollinate.
They did a cool skit where Brad had them come audition for Nick's part, so all the brothers auditioned for Nick Jonas's part, including Nick.
Oh, cool. Did he get it?
Yes, he did. All right, there's a cool channel on YouTube called Pop Punk Rock Factory, where they take covers and they turn them into punk rock songs like Hanson's Mbop.
Good version.
A little bit more enjoyable, I think.
I don't know. I like the original.
Yeah.
All right. This is a cool story coming out of New York. A man was on the Brooklyn Bridge, and he wanted to jump off the bridge. A good Samaritan was walking by and convinced him not to do it.
A very good Samaritan.
Yes.
Boss, walk back. Walk back. It's not worth your life.
Get off the bridge. It's not worth it, bro. It's not worth it. Turn around, bro. You can change anything in your life. Anything. Turn around. It's not worth it. Turn around, bro. You can change anything in your life.
And was it a happy ending?
Happy ending. Good. Saved his life.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's wild that we just turn a miracle.
That's so cool. Wow.
And something totally different from that right now. Let's talk about the hottest toy that is selling out everywhere right now.
What is it?
It is called Butthead's Fart Launcher 3000.
Okay, let me tell you something. I went on to Amazon to buy one, and they're sold out.
Really?
But it's a fart launcher, and you're going to hear about it in a second. But they have used fart launchers.
No. No.
I would do it.
No.
An ex-boyfriend called me that once. You're nothing but a used fart launcher. You want to hear the commercial?
Yeah, this is the commercial.
Buttheads, their heads are butts.
Introducing the Fart Launcher 3000. Wreak havoc by launching real fart smells. Load the canister, pull back, and let her rip. Oh, this can really clear a room. New from Wowie.
So you know those air guns that you used to play with and it would shoot air? It's the same thing, but it
smells like farts.
Oh.
I like the guy's voice.
Whoa.
Listen to his voice. I wonder if this is his natural voice. Listen to him.
Introducing the Fart Launcher 3000. Wreak havoc by launching real fart smells.
Real fart smells.
Real fart smells. That's...
I mean, they captured the smells of real farts.
You got to think they had a focus group sit in a room and go, is that real? Is that real enough?
It's sold out.
I know.
What's scary?
Well, they actually had to go into a lab and test it for days and weeks. I want to be a fly on the wall of when they're testing, like, no.
Why would you want to be a fly on the wall for that? No. Scary.
How did that conversation go?
It's the same. It's like a sulfur pill or something, isn't it?
Just about. The fart launcher, $20. That's it. Very cheap.
If you can find it.
Or you buy it and sell it for double.
You have to buy it used.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, this Starbucks barista is a saint for not only reading the entire order you're about to hear, but including the name.
Yeah, I have a venti cup of water, 11 degrees, extra ice, extra water, no foam, with room, flat lid, and upside down for...
That was the entire name.
Starbucks.
Okay. That was weird.
Because when you get your coffee at Starbucks, they read the entire order, including your name. So someone thought they were being smart by doing something stupid, and that barista said, you know what, I'll do it anyway.
Well, I'm glad that we could hear that. Do you still give them fake names?
My name always gets messed up no matter what. I'm Garrett, and I always get Gary. I get Barry. I get Jerry. I've never gotten Garrett.
What?
At Starbucks.
Try being a Maytha.
I'm going to go downstairs and order an order for Fart Launcher.
Yes.
Fart Launcher.
Or Beyonce.
Thank you. You're a good American.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Garrett. Danielle.
Yes.
What's going on?
All right. So on the talk yesterday, Sharon Osbourne said that America's Got Talent is a boys' club. She said the women are paid less than the guys. She also suggested that Simon is a dirty old man for rotating different little girls in and out of the judging panels on the shows. Now, this comes after all the controversy going that the two judges just got let go and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Did you hear what Howard Stern had to say about it?
No. What did he say?
He actually talked about it, and he was dead on.
Mm-hmm.
America's Got Talent. It's the same guys over and over and over. Doesn't matter how old or ugly they get. Is how he said it. And the women are all very, very attractive women.
That's true.
And they interchange. They take them out and put new ones in.
Yeah.
And they're almost disposable.
That's what Sharon was saying, too. The same thing. That's interesting. I never thought of it that way.
Well, you know, and Howard was, he was a judge on that show for several years. So, I mean, he saw the inner workings. So,
interesting. So, somebody went through Disney Plus to find the two dirtiest things on the service.
Yes.
They're a female character in Return of the Jedi who wears a see-through top with pasties.
What?
And Brendan Fraser almost showing his butt in George of the Jungle. That's the two most.
So that sounds very clean.
Yeah, exactly.
I will not be watching.
It sounds like a very safe place to go, Disney Plus. Forbes released a list of the most important people in music under the age of 30, and it includes...
Scary. If only you were under 30.
Aww.
Just missed.
It includes Luke Combs, Lil Nas X, Megan Thee Stallion, Tyler, the Creator, Summer Walker. The list goes on and on. Normani from Fifth Harmony is on there. So that's pretty cool. We love her. Let's see. So Leonardo DiCaprio is dating a 22-year-old girl. She's
22, she's a young woman.
She's 23 years younger than him, but we know how he works.
That's his thing.
And she says that the age gap doesn't bother her. She says, look, there are many people in Hollywood that, you know, they date who they want to date, and age doesn't make a difference. Here's my question. If he wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio, would she date him?
Doesn't matter. He is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just asking.
I think a lot of people date a lot older than them.
Yeah, that is true.
So, it's a 23-year age difference?
Yeah.
What, Frog?
We have breaking news.
Yes.
What?
I see it on the text. I just checked. Target has the fart launcher in stock and ready to send right now for $19.99.
Daniel's tried to do her report. This
back
just
to the
did.
Danielle report.
Really?
Breaking news. It's like every time you flip by CNN, every time they come back from a commercial, breaking news. Yeah. No, it's not. It's the same
bombshell tonight.
It's the same story you told me an hour ago.
Okay.
Anyway, so fart launcher available at Target.com. Back to you, Danielle.
Taraji P.
No, you were making a point about a 23-year difference between Leonardo DiCaprio and his girlfriend, who says, leave me alone. I can date who I want.
Yeah.
And your question was?
If he wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio, would she date him? That's my question.
Does he still look like Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, you know how Leo goes. He's up and down. He kind of looks like Leo. He doesn't look like Leo.
He's always Leo.
You know how it works.
Any way you slice him.
That's true. All right, Taraji P. Henson. You know her from Empire. She's Cookie on Empire. She's opening up about her mental health. I love when celebrities do this because it shows you that they're just like everybody else and that everybody goes through things and it's not always easy. And she was opening up about suffocating depression and anxiety and how when she finally found the therapist that kind of broke through to her, because a lot of people go to therapy, and I think a lot of people realize that sometimes it takes seeing different therapists to find out which one is best for you.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's just not just sitting down with one, and if they don't work, you go, this didn't work. Maybe that's not the therapist for you. She said anxiety just started kicking in, and it was not good, and thankfully, she's doing a lot better, but it just goes to show you that everybody goes through it. So on her show yesterday, Kelly Clarkson, I can't even say people's names today. Kelly Clarkson unleashed a fantastic cover of the Mr. Rogers theme song.
Here I'm going to tell you right now.
Play it.
When I first saw this, I got a little teary-eyed.
Did you?
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Listen to this and listen to how she does this.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine?
She's awesome.
I love her.
Could you be mine?
Wow.
Let's play it out.
I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
Isn't that great?
Yay,
Kelly.
Kelly, we love you.
The godmother of Norwegian Encore.
That's right. The Rock says that he was hesitant to get married again because his divorce did a number on him, which I'm sure that happens to a lot of people. And let's see, tonight on television, I'm excited. The Masked Singer. We've got the Butterfly, the Flamingo, the Fox, the Leopard, the Rottweiler.
What's the thingamajig? What is that?
It's a thingamajig. You really don't know what it is. That's the thing. There's a tree. Four of them will perform tonight, and one of them will go home. The 87th Annual Christmas in Rockefeller Center goes down tonight. We're lighting the tree there. You've got Tom Brady opens his home to Jason Kennedy.
Oh my God, who's going to watch all this stuff?
In the room, Bryan Cranston on with Dan Rather. There's a lot on television. And just a reminder, Jumanji comes out next week. Okay.
Thank you, Danielle.
I'm so excited.
I love how people are texting in. Wait, did Froggy just say breaking news and did a story about a fart machine? Yes.
Yes.
He did.
It's not a fart machine. It's a fart launcher.
Yeah.
And it is the hottest toy out there. Here we go. It's now time for the DeLonghi Days of Giving. You know we love DeLonghi. That's why we're all amped up every day. Because of her DeLonghi espresso machine in the back.
And thanks to DeLonghi, I stole some ornaments off of the tree.
There is that.
They're on my tree.
And DeLonghi has everything for the kitchen. And you know, it's just an incredible company. And they've been a great partner of ours for so long. Like the DeLonghi Dynamica, the espresso machine. the Lavenza All Day Oven. The one that I had in my office and Scary stole.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I eventually gave it back.
Because I had to guilt it back. Anyway, so every year we do the DeLonghi Days of Giving, where 10% of proceeds from DeLonghi.com go to Cookies for Kids Cancer. This is going down until December 18th, okay? So you've got until December 18th to go to DeLonghi.com. And 10% of everything you buy goes to our friends at Cookies for Kids Cancer. We love you, Gretchen.
Yes, Gretchen's amazing.
As a matter of fact, we can open up a present for a listener under the DeLonghi Giving Tree right now.
Oh.
If you want to call us, 1-800-242-0100. That's right. Old-time radio, man. We still use a phone. Call us now.
And there's actually a gift wrap box.
Oh, can we open it?
What?
Well, no, you can't.
No, but can we give it to somebody?
Yes, well, that's what I just said. Yeah. I don't know what station you're listening to. But
no, look, Scary brought it over, so I thought we were going to do something with it.
Well, I just said call now, 1-800-242-0100.
I'm listening to Howard.
I don't blame you.
We're going to open it live for the listeners.
That's right, Scary.
He's so excited.
I love this.
I know, me too. I love giving things. I like seeing people's reactions.
I love it when I say something and then someone looks up and says, huh?
That's me. Every day of my life.
I love you, Danielle. I know. Too. Why go through life like, you know, with focus?
Why?
I don't.
I don't either.
Each new minute's a clean slate. Who are you people?
I'm a goldfish. I just swim around the bowl.
Wow. Okay, so it's the first gift we're giving away under the DeLonghi Days of Giving Christmas tree. Call us now. The Giving Tree.
Hey, can we give it away?
I'm going to come over there and put my foot up your butt in about 2 seconds.
Yes, Gandhi. I think we should give it away. That's a novel idea.
Okay. Can I open it? Can I be the one to open the package?
No, someone's going to call.
But they can't open on the phone.
By the way, again, 10% of all proceeds from DeLonghi.com go to Cookies for Kids Cancer. And by the way, you need to know how to spell DeLonghi because it is a challenge for some. It's DeLonghi.com. DeLonghi.com. Go buy something now. And if you're caller 100, hey, this is a good idea. We'll let you choose a gift under the DeLonghi Giving Tree.
Yeah!
Can we open it?
Shut up,
Froggy! 1-800-242-0100.
More from the Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Taylor Swift, I love her. Taylor actually had to go to cat school to learn how to do cats.
But I would discount it.
Dress as a cat and freak your cats out?
They know that I'm not a cat.
Okay.
They know it. Some level, I know it too.
Some level. Brought to you by Mercedes AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way in the all-new GT four-door coupe. Because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. Elvis Duran in the morning show.
It's called Telestrations After Dark. You know, the number one question we get is, what's that game you're always playing? You talk about it. Well, I don't. For some reason, I got to remind you, and I want to, because it's worthy of you knowing. It's Telestrations After Dark. It's a board game. It's a great party game. We have so much fun playing it. You can see video online of us playing it and really getting into it.
Yeah.
Yep. I was thinking about how down in Miami at Wynwood, they have the Wynwood walls. How fun would it be to put all our telestrations on that wall?
They would shut down.
Immediately.
Yeah, happy 10th anniversary, by the way, to Wynwood walls. Telestrations After Dark, it's like that old game called Telephone where you whisper something into someone's ear and they whisper it into someone else's ear. And by the time it goes around the circle of people, it gets back to you and it's nothing near what you whispered.
Nope.
Well, this is with drawing. Let's see how artistic you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's fun. It's irreverent. And it gets a little dirty.
Yeah.
They also have Telestrations board games for people who aren't dirty and pervy like us. But who cares?
More fun to be dirty and pervy.
Let's focus on Telestrations After Dark, the board game. It's available at Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Barnes & Noble, and anywhere they sell quality board games.
Yo, what's going on? Elvis Duran in the morning show.
I must admit, you know how old I am. I was one of the younger people at the Cher concert last night.
Nice. Okay.
I'm kidding. No, actually, I was kind of surprised. There were a lot of millennials. There were a lot of people in their 20s at the Cher concert last night. A lot of people. As a matter of fact, two friends of ours who were with us were in their 20s, and they knew every word to every song.
Oh, wow. Hello.
Cher, like I said before, you could put Ariana Grande and Cher on the same stage, and they look like twins. I mean, they both have tight bodies, and I mean, but Cher is
great
just,
wigs.
But Cher, she came out, and I said this earlier, I'm going to say it again. She's like, I love telling people how old I am. So she told a story about, you know, being older, this and that. And she says, I am 73 years old.
Wow. Oh,
and everyone started clapping. And
that's incredible.
And then she asked the question, what's your granny doing tonight?
Okay, Cher.
And she's just awesome. Just awesome.
That is incredible.
If you have an opportunity to go see her in concert, even if you're not a super duper fan or even that familiar with who Cher is, go see it. The concert, the production value, the dancers, the music, her, it's worth a night to go see.
It's so fun.
I love her. Can we get her on the show? She does radio.
Yeah, she does. Nate. Oh.
Nate's not here. Oh, speaking of Nate. Okay, funny you called out Nate's name.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called it out here and not during the throes of passion with your husband.
I don't think he'd be thrilled.
Hey. Oh, sorry. Anyway, I was having lunch with our friend Lydia Malcolm yesterday, and I get a FaceTime call. I'm like, you know me. I don't answer FaceTime calls ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Nate. Aww. I'm like, God, he's been in the hospital for 2 weeks. I probably look better than him. Let's go.
Are you kidding me?
So I picked it up, and there's Nate, and he's smiling. He's sitting up in bed.
Yes.
And the blinds are open in his hospital room. And I tell you why that's significant. After what has happened and what he's going through with his brain and the blood draining off his brain, any light, he's very sensitive to, and it hurts for him to open his eyes. He had the blinds open, and his eyes were wide open.
That is amazing.
And he proclaimed over FaceTime that he feels better than ever. He feels better than he has since this happened.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness.
We are thinking, knock on this cheap formica, we're thinking he may be back within the week.
What? To work?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I'm not sure how productive he'll be.
Yeah, but that's okay.
But then again, he's never really been really productive.
I was going to say, he doesn't really, you know.
You know what I'm saying? He'll be.
Nothing like, you know. It's normal.
We were joking around with him, having a lot of fun. We miss him. We miss him so much. And he misses us. So Nate should be back sooner than later.
He's so funny. He said he never knew what he took for granted about us. Like all the little things that usually annoy him about us. He misses all those.
Yeah.
He'll get over that real
soon. Yeah. It's our swinging holiday music.
Yes.
Woo! Can we give something away?
Yes, we're giving something away.
Can we open it?
No, we're going to give it to someone calling in.
I know, but...
It's the DeLonghi Days of Giving, where 10% of proceeds from everything you buy at DeLonghi.com goes to Cookies for Kids Cancer.
Thank you, Gretchen.
Which is a very, 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 very important organization in our hearts. So we're going to open up a present every day for a listener. All the gifts are underneath the DeLonghi Giving Tree, which is right here behind Gandhi. Yesterday, it's kind of funny. As you know, Gandhi loves to steal ornaments off trees.
Yes,
half the ornaments are gone.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. And they're on my gypsy tree at home.
Okay. Let's see what Sherry has waiting for her under the DeLonghi tree. Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
Don't forget, DeLonghi.com, 10% of everything you spend goes to Cookies for Kids Cancer. Lovely, right?
Yes.
Well, how are you doing, Sherry? Are you in a good space today?
I am, because I can't believe the phone actually rang. So.
I know. And I got to tell you, you know, in radio and in any kind of podcasting and stuff, phones are a thing of the past sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people just don't pick up a phone and call anymore. So we still force it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought I got the wrong number, actually, because it rang.
Exactly.
Fair.
You know what? The phone gods are looking out for you. All right, Sherry, I pulled this package from underneath the DeLonghi Giving Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Look how well it's wrapped.
It looks like I wrapped it.
It does. Did you?
So, shall we open it for you, Sherry?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. I'm so nervous. You open it, Danielle.
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
I get to open it!
All right, open it up, and let's see what Sherry wins. Oh, look. More old school radio stuff.
Hold on.
Drum roll.
Hold on. Let me throw the box aside.
All right, here we go. Sherry win?
Sherry, you have won the DeLonghi True Brew Over Ice Technology Dynamica.
Yeah.
Hey! Now you can enjoy your favorite espresso, lattes, and cappuccinos, or the most perfect iced coffee anytime with the touch of a button with a new DeLonghi Dynamica.
Ooh.
Hey.
I will save lots of money and Starbucks will lose a customer.
Yeah. Oh, this is awesome.
All right, sorry about that, Starbucks.
Oh, it says hot versus ice? Have them both.
Oh, my God. I love it when it's versatile. Congratulations, Sherry. And I hope you enjoy it. Everything that DeLonghi puts out is just so fantastic. They look good in the kitchen, and they taste good when you put them up to your lips. And But thank you for listening to us, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Hold on 1 second. Again, go to DeLonghi.com, and everything you buy, we're going to take 10% of that and send it to Cookies for Kids Cancer. This is going on until January 18th. So, what?
December 18th.
So act today.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So people ask me all the time, you interview all these artists and stars, do you ever get starstruck? Do you ever get a little excited? The answer is no.
No.
I mean,
what?
Not really.
I do.
I mean, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, for instance, who could walk through this door right now and make you go, oh, how great?
Either Rihanna or Eminem. I would die. Or Tina Fey. Die.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and they're all great. I love them all. But we just had a visit from two of the Rockettes.
Yeah, they're so cool.
From Radio City Music Hall. Radio City's Christmas Spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart skipped a beat.
Yeah.
Because they make me so happy.
They do. You said that when you were walking out. You're like, do I look okay? I love them. They're like my superstars.
They are. They're walking in the high. Our superstars. Because, you know, we go to see the Christmas Spectacular almost every year, and I just love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's just something you, have you ever been, Gandhi?
No.
Oh, I would love
it. It's a date. I'm taking you.
Okay.
I want to go too. I haven't been in years.
I'll take you too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Froggy, I'll take you too.
I've never been. Lisa wants to go, so we're going to try to go when we're there next weekend. Going to try and go on the 14th.
Perfect. We'll figure it out. And by the way, I'm eating a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to our friends at Doubletree. You know Doubletree Hotels? They're kind of famous for their cookies.
They're so good.
Mm.
I grabbed a whole tin for health because it's National Cookie Day, and I figure I'm just going to lean into sizing up in Spanx.
So Lauren, thank you for saying. So Lauren and Laura from Doubletree by Hilton, thank you so much for bringing these cookies in.
Love you guys.
It's National Cookie Day.
So good.
Yeah, and just to elaborate on that, people don't realize because they were sitting outside answering the phones. And we told them that every Doubletree in America, you walk in, you check in, and there's those warm-baked cookies. That's their signature thing.
These are so good.
Sometimes I pretend like I'm checking in, and I go up to the counter, and I'm like, can I have a cookie? And
I believe that about you.
There's one by my house.
Yeah.
And they give me a cookie. True story.
And then you walk out backwards or something?
Yeah, I say, I'll be right back. I have to go get my luggage.
Do you ever do that thing where you want to like sneak out of a place? So what you do is you walk backwards, and you look up and whistle. And so it's like... Because that's how you think no one will see you.
Yeah. I think that makes everyone stare. Like, look at that person.
Even more.
No,
it
makes you stealth.
Anyway. I love that we all have mouths full of cookies.
This all right, so well, good. Let's arrange this. I'll try to get everyone into the Radio City Christmas Spectacular.
Yes!
That'd be awesome.
You're gonna love it.
That'd be awesome.
Well, not everyone's kidding.
Not me?
Oh.
I'm kidding.
You make it like seems like such a downer to hang out with me.
You too.
I got a rock.
What about? Oh, one more thing. You know, a lot's going on here in New York City. The city, you know, I got to tell you, as crowded as it gets, as cold as it gets, New York City around Christmas time is pretty great.
Yeah. Magical.
Pretty magical. As you know, they light up the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. That's tonight. With all sorts of people performing, including John Legend. So, you know, I hope Chrissy Teigen's there.
I hope so. Bet she will be.
But also, there's another tree that will be glowing tonight. They pushed the on switch on the 2019 U.S. Capitol Christmas tree in Washington, D.C. And what makes this tree so special, all politics aside, please, let's just focus on the tree and the glow and the magic. This tree is in Washington, D.C. because of this show that you're listening to right now. We sponsored the tree this year.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
And it's not cheap.
No. No, it's not. The tree, it's a blue spruce, 60 feet tall. It comes from Carson National Forest in Red River, New Mexico, which is not far from my house in Santa Fe.
Mm.
It's up toward Taos. Mm. This beautiful tree. Here's a black and white photo of it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's a big tree.
Do you think as they're carrying that tree out, it says to the other trees, that's right, they picked me.
No.
No.
I mean, at the end of the day, it is the death of another tree.
That is, true. I was trying to make a positive.
But keep something in mind, and this is where I don't want people spanking us for this, doing this. The money, a lot of the money that we give to the for the transportation of this tree is also to take care of the replacement of this tree.
Right. New trees get planted.
Yeah. In the world of foresting, which we don't know much about, you know, they do have a system. There's a method to the madness.
Yeah.
And so, no, there are more trees being born. There are more trees being planted. Plus, they're also taking care of the entire forest. It's not just around this tree. So anyway, in the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., there will be a beautiful 60-foot tall blue spruce. And when you see it with the lights on, you know that we put it there.
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
All Yay I keep us. Thinking is there are a bunch of ornaments on that tree right for the taking, and I'm not there to get one.
Please don't.
Can we have them send us one?
No, it's the Secret Service that will be knocking you to the ground.
Yeah, please. Come on, Secret Service. Get me an ornament.
All right, let's get into the three things you need to know from Gandhi. What's going on, Gandhi?
A new report from the United Nations says that this decade that is ending is going to be the warmest ever recorded. It also says that because of these warm temperatures, that could explain a lot of the extreme and abnormal weather happening on a daily basis that we're all seeing. A first-of-its-kind ride coming to Disney World.
What?
It is called Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. It's going to open March 4th at Hollywood Studios, and it will be the first ever Disney ride focused on Mickey and Minnie. Plus, it's going to feature 3D effects that can be seen without having to wear special glasses.
Wow. That's awesome.
Let's all go and see it. And finally, Apple just released a list of the most downloaded iPhone apps of 2019. I don't think these are any shocks, but Facebook Messenger, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and YouTube are your top five. Those are your three things.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Gandhi.
You're very welcome.
Hey, guys. This is Selena Gomez.
What's up? It's Fletcher.
This is Post Malone.
Elvis Duran.
How dare you?
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
It's Danielle, and remember to pop into Walgreens and stock up on holiday candy. There's a lady here at the station who remembered on the way into the office candy jars were empty, so guess what? She stopped by for us. Get in, get out, get jolly with Walgreens.
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Scary calls it experimental. This phone tap is cutting edge.
It's different. You might not laugh.
Dear Elvis, the email says, my mom is aware that I'm in the process of planning for our future. I'm looking to purchase a resting place at the cemetery for her.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
These have been ongoing discussions. Please call as an official from the cemetery, and why don't you mess with mom a little bit? It's really going to get her nervous. This comes from Jerry. All right, Jerry's going to start to call to his mom, and then Scary calls Jerry's mom as the cemetery employee with an interesting request from the cemetery. Let's listen to Scary's phone tap.
Hello.
Oh, my, y'all.
Oh, Jerry.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, nothing. Where are you?
I'm at work. This guy's going to call you from Holy Show.
Yeah. Oh, he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Why?
They got a new development they're putting over there for the, you know, the vaults. And I didn't want to tell you about it because it was a good deal.
Why, you want to buy him?
I'm going to get it for you.
Oh.
I didn't want to say nothing. But
oh, where? In the wall or what?
In the wall.
Oh, all right.
At least you're higher up. You got a view of the whole cemetery.
Yeah, thank you.
All right?
Yeah.
So I don't know when he's going to call you.
Okay, no, I'll find out all the details. Yeah.
He's going to talk to you and then let me know what he said.
All right.
All right?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot. Right.
I'll call you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All righty.
We got it.
I'm going to call. Go ahead. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Mrs. Carfagno, please.
This is she.
How are you? This is Barry DeLive from Holy Cross Cemetery. How are you doing?
Okay. Oh, yeah. My son was just talking to me, Barry.
Now, he bought a plot for you.
Okay, in the wall. Like, everybody's in there. And
everybody's
you're just
together having one big afterlife party.
Okay, yeah.
So what we'd like to do is set up an appointment for you to come down to the cemetery when you have a chance. And we'd like to put you in one of these drawers. And
personally in the drawer?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Lay inside of this on your back, and then we were going to close it.
Oh,
to
no.
No?
No, I'm not going to go in there while I'm alive, and you're going to measure? No.
We're not going to seal it permanently, Mrs. Carfagno, but we wanted to make sure that you would fit into it when the time comes.
Well, the casket's all one size.
Well, that's the issue. We had a problem last week with somebody a little larger, and we couldn't close it.
How tight are crazy. I can't understand. How tight are these balls that you're going to be squashed like a sardine?
You wouldn't climb up the ladder, lay into the casket, and then we could close the drawer?
No.
We want to make sure everything fits right, Mrs. Carfagno.
No, I'm not going to go in no box. I'm not dead yet.
You talk to your son, and we'll get back to you on this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Hello?
Ma.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's a weirdo.
Why?
He wants me to go measure it in the casket.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He wants you to go in the casket or the
wall? Yeah.
What do you got? Just get in?
They just shove you in there. Next to you, there's another casket. Behind you, there's another casket.
Why don't you take a look at it?
No, they want to put me in there.
They want to put you in there?
Yeah. He says, we got to measure because we had a problem last week. The person was a little too heavy. I says, I'm telling you now, I will not go in there. What are you, for real?
Ma.
He says, then we shut the door.
Ma.
What?
You want me to come with you?
Oh, my God.
It's worth it. I'll be right there.
You go in for me.
I don't know what you're scared about.
Oh,
thank you. That's nice.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Barry DeLive again from Holy Tart. How are you?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So I spoke to our grave diggers over here, and they told me that we do have a casket available for you to get into.
I'm not going in no casket. Get out of here.
We want to put you in a casket.
No.
We're going to raise you 14 feet up.
No.
Slide you in the wall.
You go in it.
15 minutes, and then you'll be out.
No, thank you. In 15 minutes, I'll be claustrophobia. No.
What if we were to put some lights inside the casket when we slide you in?
No.
I'm just trying to make it more comfortable for you.
You're not going
to
make me comfortable.
Okay, what if we give you a cell phone?
No.
We could give you a deck of cards. You could play a game while you're in there to keep yourself busy.
No.
Read a magazine?
Oh, I'm serious. No.
All right, at least give it a shot. If
no, I won't go in there, Jerry. No.
You know what? Then you can always cancel it.
Jerry. You know what, Jerry? Put your mother-in-law. She's older. She'll go in.
She's got husband, right?
Oh, she's got husband. Did they measure her? I'm sorry, but I just can't handle that. I can't.
Okay, well, would you appreciate your son if he put you on the radio and phone-tapped you?
Oh, no.
Ms. Carfagno. My name is Scary Jones from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you've been phone tapped.
You crazy old man, you! Oh, you are crazy! You mental, you are my son!
What do you want to say to everybody?
You got a son, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out carefully. You see what happens when you get to be a senior? They can't wait to get rid of you.
Oh, God.
Have an idea for a phone tap? Go to ElvisDuran.com. Click on the phone tap tab. Tell us what you want to do.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I don't know. I sound like I'm from Sopranos.
Sound like a lady Uncle Johnny.
I do. It's not funny.
It's very funny.
Oh, that was a way back Wednesday phone tap from back in the day. Hey, Tate's Bake Shop. Today is National Cookie Day.
Yum.
It's the big day. If you haven't had your national cookie yet, you need to get shopping. Go by your local market. Pick up a bag of that uniquely crispy, delicious chocolate chip cookie you love from Tate's Bake Shop. They also have their seasonal cookie flavors. I was eating the toasted almond just last evening.
Mm-hmm.
They have toasted almond and hot chocolate. Great way to celebrate the holiday. But those will go away as the holiday goes away. There's over 1,500 national do-whatever days, National Bubble Wrap Day, National Hermit Day, National Clean Your Desk Day, but the day that we're celebrating today is National Cookie Day, and thank you to Tate's Bake Shop for giving us a reason to celebrate. Let's raise a chocolate chip or gluten-free chocolate chip cookie, and let's toast Tate's, Tate's Bake Shop on National Cookie Day. They have 13 different cookie varieties to celebrate with today. Chocolate chip, gluten-free chocolate chip, coconut crisp is in there. It is National Cookie Day, so become Tate's obsessed like the rest of us. Pick up a bag of Tate's today, because it's National Cookie Day. Danielle.
Yes.
What? Remember how we started our morning? You were a little late coming in? Are you going to stay late? Should we stay on late?
I'm going to be late all day.
So you can make up for the time you were late?
As long as my period's not late, we good.
Ooh, wow. Didn't know we were going down that road.
Good point,
Danielle.
Thanks for sharing. All right. Well, you got about a minute. What do you have going on?
All right. So the first trailer for Black Widow, I told you about this. It dropped yesterday, just in case you missed it. It's her backstory. It's explained. More of the Red Room program is shown. The movie comes out May 1st, 2020. I know that when you go and see the Star Wars movie, you'll see the trailer there before the Star Wars movie, so that's pretty cool. It looks like it's going to be a great movie, and her red hair is just fantastic. The new Ghostbusters movie will be called Ghostbusters Afterlife. Although we don't know much about it, I think, Brody, you were telling me a little bit about it. What did you say before?
It's a sequel to the original first two movies. Has nothing to do with the women.
And let me tell you something. I loved the Ghostbusters with the women. I thought it was great.
I haven't seen it.
I loved it.
I haven't seen either one.
All right, so this is actually supposed to be the passing of the torch type of a film.
Oh.
It is confirmed that the original surviving cast will be returning to reprise their roles in some way. Not sure whether Rick Moranis will be back, but I'll keep you posted on that. The Weeknd's new video, Heartless, is out. Check it out when you get a chance. There is a toad involved.
What?
And it gets licked. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. He licked a toad?
Go look.
Ooh.
Go watch.
Gandhi, you've done that, haven't you?
Trippy.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
Well, it's an honor to have you here.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
School's back in session, so I get a little extra time with my baby Audible. It's my instant audiobook escape. How about Elton John's juicy new memoir, Me? Audible has my attention, at least until the kids get home. Listen for yourself. Your first audiobook is free at audible.com/Elvis.